Hey, guys.
Whoa.
What are you doing, man?
Just sweating. All of my hard work is paying off.
Wow, this is excellent. What are you doing?
I've been going to Bear Canyon CrossFit.
What? Bear Canyon CrossFit? Why? What is that?
Well, number one, it's the new podcast sponsor.
Oh, Booyah. Yeah.
And number two, it's where I go to get my sweat on.
Oh, now you poked the bear.
That's right. You can show up. Poke the bear with us. It's a lot of fun. And for $115 a month, you can get a limited CrossFit in a 12-month contract. Now, look, it sounds kind of crazy at first. You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know about that. But you got to think about it, friends. This is an investment into your health, into your mental well-being, and into hanging out with us as friends. Mm. It's wonderful. Pay for our friendship.
You can find out all the details at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
It's Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
Today is Thursday.
Still a bit early.
When are you gonna wake up?
The little fifth pocket in your jeans was originally there to hold a pocket watch.
I was wondering what that's for. That's where I put my lip balm.
That's where I put my tiny, tiny cell phone.
And okay. And you know the...
It's tiny.
Hang on, it's so tiny.
Hang on, I'm getting a call.
Stop it.
Hello?
Stop it.
Stockbroker?
It's like he sold a little peanut.
Yes. No, buy.
He's putting a peanut up in his ear.
Sell, buy.
Throw the switch.
We gotta go, go, go!
Let's go!
Show must go on, right?
Go, go!
It's showtime.
Hey, Starmie. What's happening?
Yeah.
Good morning. Thursday, October 13th. Dex, Steve-O, and Tao. It is 6:10 in the a.m. Good morning.
High today of 76 degrees.
Good. Gonna hang them Christmas lights up later today.
Beautiful.
Live line is open at 585-LIVE. 585-5483. You can call us at 338-3700. You guys recovering? You guys...
I'm feeling good.
We're here, bro.
I was telling Steve, I fell asleep at about 7 p.m. last night.
Oh, that's great.
I got a ton of sleep, and I feel pretty good right now.
Me dose.
I still have a lot of congestion, I guess.
I was worried about you at the gym yesterday. Steve, I've never seen Tao like take a break during a workout.
I was tired.
And I saw him do it a couple times, and I could barely look over at you because when I you're my inspiration. So you're my Superman.
No.
And so when I saw
that's a mistake.
When I saw you just kind of quit during one of the sets, I was like, oh, no, Tao.
No, but what happened after that?
Well, you kept going.
That's right.
You kept going.
Yeah.
But I've never seen Tao.
That was rough. It was rough.
Just stop during one of the sets and just, it was weird, man, because Tao is a monster in the gym.
Monster. Yeah.
He is.
Thank you. But yeah, yesterday was tough. I was thankful that the workout wasn't anything crazier than it was.
Oh, man, that was...
I don't think I would have been able to do it.
Oh, it was... Steve-O, come back to the gym, buddy.
Yeah, I need to. Someday.
Someday.
Hey, are we done? Are you gonna hang it up?
Yeah, man.
Can I have your bag of protein?
No, I had like 3 shakes yesterday on the couch. I was like, you know what? Just my body's tired. I need this protein. It's what it's about, man. Yeah. So watch The Flash. Had a protein shake. Watched another episode of The Flash. Protein shake. What's happening, man?
I'll give you $5 for the bag.
I'll give you $5 right now.
Just slide it over.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was funny because Joe Hawk. He's awesome.
I love him.
He's one of the trainers at the gym we go to. And after the workout, you know, I've been wanting to buy protein, but, you know, kind of expensive. So I got to wait till payday. And so I'm like, Joe, hey, will you grab me a bag of that protein? I want the chocolate. And he grabs the big bag and he's like writing it up. I'm like, oh, no, the little.
The pouch.
The little guy. The little
pouch.
Just the little pouch. And he's like, oh, okay, peasant.
Yes.
I saw it in his eyes. I saw it in your eyes, Joe.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, peasant.
Just looking down on me. It's okay. That's
well,
fine.
Then he started talking about the stuff he uses, Steve-O.
Oh, this is crazy.
And it's like...
that stuff. It's... like bone marrow protein.
Yeah, bone... It's... I can't remember what he called it.
I mean, have you guys seen Sherlock?
Yeah, essentially, it's like he said, imagine if you were making like a chicken broth. Like, you know, if you were making like chicken stock. And he went into the descriptions of all of the protein stuff he uses in it. It sounds nuts, but yeah. I think they're going to start selling it at the gym.
Huh.
Yeah, he said he has a beef protein that he takes. I've never heard of a beef protein.
Well, beef's got protein.
Well, I mean like a beef protein shake.
Yeah, it's made, it's different.
Yeah, right?
Like mine's vanilla sprinkles. Like, everybody's got these like strawberry milkshake. Mine's bone marrow.
Yeah.
Mine's meat man sauce.
What?
For real. Come on.
Yeah, so anyway, he went into all that stuff, and I don't even know. I was like, Joe, you're crazy. But he is huge. He's
a big guy. When he's happy. Speaking of huge, huge announcement yesterday from Bill Goldberg. Mm-hmm. You guys remember Goldberg?
He was yes. One of my favorites.
Yes. Okay, well then you're going to be excited, child. Yeah. Because Bill Goldberg made it official on his Twitter yesterday.
Coming
because
back?
He was called out on WWE. He will be on Monday Night Raw coming Monday.
Yeah!
To answer the challenge of the one, the only, Brock Lesnar.
No way, dude.
And it turns out they had a match at WrestleMania 12 years ago, and they were both kind of like waning on their contract. It was Bill Goldberg's final match ever, all time. He was like, I'm retiring, I quit. And Brock called him out. Turns out they're setting up a rematch.
No way.
Of Brock Lesnar and Bill Goldberg. Mm. Goldberg's 49 years old, guys.
Say, aren't they about the same age?
49, no way. Mm. Brock's young. He's got to be like, what, 30-something?
I thought last time we checked he was 40.
I don't know. Yeah. So there you go, all you wrestling fans out there. He announced it officially on Twitter that he will be in person Monday Night Raw this coming Monday.
That's cool.
I'm excited because today they are releasing the new trailer, the new and final trailer for Star Wars Rogue One. Comes out today.
Mm.
Pretty excited about that.
Me too. I loved the Star Wars. I'm a fan.
Okay? I love the Star Wars.
The Star Wars is one of my favorite movies.
Here's some money. Go see a Star War.
Harrison Ford. I love him so much.
Mm.
Just love him.
I think you're going to be disappointed.
I can't wait to see him in the new. New Star Wars movie.
Boo-doo.
Brock Lesnar's 39.
Okay. 12-year absence.
And I feel Goldberg like is 49?
49.
49. Oh really?
Hasn't had a match in
that's
12
not a fair fight.
That is
years.
This is going to be a bad
yeah,
idea.
Not a fair fight for Brock. Look at Bill Goldberg, man. He's still.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. He's 10 years older than him.
Yeah.
He can do it.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you can.
Somebody on the line said, it was WrestleMania 20, Steve-O, not 12.
Fact, no, police. I said it was WrestleMania 20 12 years ago.
Ooh, you guys better
so get maybe, that. Hey, Farmington, why don't you go back and listen to the tape? Watch, we'll rewind it.
Sounds like
WrestleMania 20, it was 12 years ago, his last match.
Wow.
Yeah.
They've released the final trailer for Rogue One, so I have to go.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Farmington. Saw Paige and Alberto Del Rio in New York.
We did. We saw him walking around. We were walking, and these two people come out of a building, and Steve-O went, I was like, looking around going, who?
I'm not going to lie. If she had been walking alone, I would have bum-rushed her.
Okay.
But she was with Alberto Del Rio. And they're like holding hands, and I'm just like, I don't like him.
What?
I don't like him.
They're together in real life. And
I don't like him.
And there's like problems, and he's bringing her down.
Okay.
She looked better than she did when she was all gothic and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
They're probably a very nice couple.
I'm sure they are.
Wrestling is a soap opera, Steve-O.
It's a phony?
It's a phony.
Oh, no!
You're a phony!
Oh, no!
Guys, we're looking at 26 days until the presidential election.
Yeah. It's getting contentious. Among my Christian friends, I've basically quit social media.
I know.
It's awful.
I don't even bother. If I start to read someone's post that has anything to do with the election, I just skip it and just move on because it's I don't want to read any.
So you guys are telling me that you've unfollowed Bill Peterson too? Bill, calm down,
man. It's been intense.
Yeah,
it is. On both sides. I will say on both sides, because you've got 50% of an audience saying, as a Christian, you cannot vote for Hillary because of A, B, and C. And then the rebuttal on the flip side is like, you can't. Well, okay, as a Christian, then you can't vote for Trump because this, and everybody's got. So
yeah,
it's like vote your conscience. And you're like, what if your conscience tells you they're both awful? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if your conscience says, oh man,
yeah,
go to sleep.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting because you've got all of that happening on social media right now. I did see one I wish I could remember who it was. It was from a Christian leader, a pastor, on Twitter yesterday, said that, you know, now 2016, 26 days, he said. It was like 27 days from now, this election will end. Do not allow your ministry to be defined by what happens in 26 days, mm-hmm. because 27 days from now, you hopefully will still have that ministry.
That's
because
right.
yeah. there's so many ministries that are jumping either one way or the other. But man, it's
what a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah, we don't want that to be our legacy. You know, we don't want that to be how we are remembered this year, is what we said about the election or how we took a stand for because. Is it going to matter? I mean, some would say, of course it matters because of the Supreme Court, or of course it matters because of this, or, you know. And so it does matter, but.
Somebody brought up a good question to me a few days ago, and I've been kind of stewing over it. And you could put either or any of the candidates in place of this question, but they said, would you want Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump to be the principal of the school that your kids go to? And at first I was like, what? But then I started to really think about it. And if you really think about that, would you?
Right.
Would you want Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton to be the principal over your kids after hearing the things that you've heard about both candidates?
What stinks about it is in a month, one of them is going to be the principal regardless, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's,
and when you sit there and go, well, no, then you take it next level and you go, wow, if I don't want this person to be the principal, why would I want this person? It's... Hey man, third party. There's no shame in that third party. I tell you what, you just, you know, you don't have to give your vote away to Hillary or Donald. You really don't.
Yeah.
A lot of people think you do.
No, that's not true. The issue with the third party, though, is that, and I know some of our friends are going to get upset at me saying this, but the third party representative is proving over and over that it's not a viable option.
Right.
Himself.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion. Personal opinion. So take that as you will.
Yeah, well, you know, some people would say that if you vote third party, then you're taking votes away from Hillary. Or
that's stupid.
Exactly.
All that's just like semantics and, you know, like, I don't know, just playing with words.
Yeah.
Basically. But who knows, man? It's just, it's a tough time right now, and I think we're all a little stressed out about it. We all have a little dread about it.
Yeah.
Either way. And
well, especially as Christians, this is a tough place.
It is. Yeah. It's a rock and a hard
Christians,
place.
For us as Christians, we should still be involved.
Yeah. It's the definition of a rock and a hard place. It's important for everybody to be an American and to exercise their right to vote. That's what I think. You know, vote your conscience and leave it at that.
Chaparral, New Mexico. They said roses are red, violets are blue. Your candidate, bleep, and mine does too.
Well, 28 years ago on this day, October 13th, in 1988, scientists announced that the Shroud of Turin, which is revert as Christ's burial cloth was shown by carbon dating tests to be a fake from the Middle Ages. But not long ago, one of the three laboratories that ran the test in 1988 concluded that it might not be a fake after all.
Yep.
Turns out that a fire in 1532 damaged the cloth, and the contamination may have skewed results by as much as 1,500 years.
Hmm.
I watched that documentary. After watching it, I was like, I just wasted an hour of my life.
Okay. I love it. I love that you watch those. I do the same thing.
I just
love
get
them.
Sucked in. If I see a Bigfoot documentary,
I'm in there. I'm right up in there, man.
All right, you got new evidence? Let me see.
Let me
I want to check out the evidence.
Wow.
I'm intrigued.
Did you see that latest thing about the Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Oh, my gosh. That was fun. I love Loch Ness.
I love stuff like that.
I do, too.
I get sucked in, and then I feel stupid afterwards. But then I get sucked in again, and then it's just a vicious cycle of stupidity. Jerry Rice is celebrating a birthday today. He's the NFL legend and, you know, the undisputed best wide receiver in history.
Undisputed?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. Who would you say?
I'm a monster. I mean, I'm sure there are people out there that would dispute him being the greatest of all time.
Sure.
I'd have to look at some numbers.
I love
Michael Irvin, man.
Well, you know, I love that he played for the Redskins for so many years.
Okay.
And what?
Yeah.
Jerry Rice. He was a 49er, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to say he's 49 years old.
Bopple, bopple. 51.
54. Sammy Hagar.
Ooh. Van Hagar.
Mm-hmm.
65.
Man, yeah. 60.
69.
Wow.
And Paul Simon.
Oh, Paul Simon.
Celebrating a birthday today.
74.
Be your long lost pal. Beep, 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 beep.
That was a good music video.
That was. That was a classic. What'd you say, 34?
No, I thought I said 74.
I say 68.
He's 75.
All right.
75.
34. Man.
Big show today. We have a segment on the way. Good coach or bad coach?
Dude, I can't wait to talk about that.
This football coach got fired after punishing a child for allegedly bullying a teammate.
Wait, he bowled him over?
He bowled him over.
What?
Bullying.
Bullying.
Bullying. I can't.
It's okay. Bullying. So he punished a kid for bullying and now he's in trouble?
Yeah, the coach got fired.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's more to the story.
We've got to talk about it. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting. I can't wait.
Somebody wrote in, I accidentally tipped my delivery guy $100.
Oh, gosh.
He has questions.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Yeah. Exercising after a bad day triples your chance of what?
Heart failure.
Turning it around.
We'll talk about it. And here's why you struggle to drink as much water as you're supposed to. It's hard to drink
It's hard to drink water.
8 ounces of water?
Yeah, it is. I think it's because it doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah. It's tough to drink water. I struggle to drink enough water every day. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why. Science.
Just drank some water. I just did it. That was hard.
Here, can I have some? Thanks, man.
Nope.
And there's a new social media trend out there.
Ooh, what is it?
We're going to have to jump on board, guys. We're just going to have to do it. We got to stay up with the trends.
All right. All right. All right.
If we want to stay relevant, we have to do it. Anything on your mind, Starmie? Feel free. Shoot us a text. 585-LIVE. Great headlines on the way. Check the roads out there. It's Thursday. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
K
Kim Campbell isn't tiptoeing around her stance on Donald Trump. The former prime minister, who also overhauled Canada's sexual assault laws during her time as justice minister in the early 90s, says unwanted kissing or genital grabbing is sexual assault, and it makes people feel unsafe. Trump has repeatedly told supporters the only way he will lose the election is if the system is rigged. Campbell says delegitimizing the results is destructive for democracy, and if Trump does lose, it could make Hillary Clinton's transition into office very difficult.
Without the media and without the press, Hillary Clinton would be nothing.
Evacuation orders have been issued for thousands of residents of low-lying areas in eastern North Carolina as the Tar River in Greenville continues to rise. The Tar River is expected to crest overnight.
Floodwaters are inundating some residential and commercial areas along the Tar River and threatening to overtake others. Some 15,000 people living in and around the city of Greenville were told to evacuate. The city's public information officer, Brock Letchworth, says about 60% have done so.
We certainly are not advising to stay there. The problem with that is not only are you putting your own lives at risk, you're also putting our public safety officials that may have to come and rescue you at risk as well.
For the second time this week, two missiles were fired at a U.S. Navy ship in the Red Sea.
Good morning. Good morning.
High today of 76 degrees.
How are the roads? Traffic.
They're looking good, bud. Good. Nothing's going on right now. That's your look at traffic. Traffic.
You guys see any accidents out there?
Just hit us up, dog.
Please do.
Hit us up, dog.
585 Live.
What's up, dog?
Good coach or bad coach on the way?
Oh, man, I can't wait to talk about this.
Football coach fired. This is why I don't want to be a coach. I don't want to be a coach. I don't want to put up with...
Parents?
Parents.
Yeah. And
school boards.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Oh, dude.
Don't even get me started. School board.
Drama. I'm a drama-free zone.
Oh, are you?
Okay. Wow. This is a drama.
See, you say that, but I look at your shirt and I don't agree.
What are you talking about?
Okay.
What are you talking about, bro?
Today, everyone, if you will tune in on the live cam, star88.fm, mm-hmm. you'll see Dex is wearing his lovely souvenir from New York.
Mm. Yeah, sort of.
It's beautiful.
He's more Chad Brad Bryaning it.
That's what I said to him.
What?
I was like, dude, this is Chad Brad Bryan fashion.
There's nothing wrong with this, bro.
For those of you who don't know, Chad Brad Bryan is my
he is the villain in every 80s
my stereotypical 80s villain.
Hey, I'm a trendsetter, guys, okay?
Skiing the slopes on his K2s with his pink polo. And
Steve-O, will you hand me my Oakley sunglasses?
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, totes. Don't waste your bus
fare. Don't waste the places. Please don't waste your
bus fare. Can we go play some tennis a little later?
No, man. Frisbee golf.
Frisbee golf?
Or frizz-golf. We call it frizz-golf. There's a culture
in my mind. Oh, man. Amazing.
Bopple, 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 bopple.
Yep. Trendsetter right here.
Trendsetter. Mm-hmm. His name is Dex.
Bringing it back.
Just bringing that whole thing back.
I'm basically, I'm like Ken Bone.
Except you need to have really tight, short khakis. Like short
I would wear
shorts.
Those if I was allowed to.
Yep.
Yeah. If I was allowed to. It's against
company dress code
5509.
Mm-hmm. Bop, bop.
Page 302.
Bop, bop, bop. Bop.
Let's see. What else we got going on this morning?
Lots of stuff, man.
Guy needs our help. He accidentally tipped a guy $100 on accident. Beautiful. What do you do when you tip a guy $100 and you didn't mean to?
Gosh.
What do you do?
You deal with it.
Yeah. Yeah. You deal with it.
Oh, yeah. He's time for the My, Dex, you are looking sweaty. Could you have been watching Cops this morning?
Oh, Cops!
That's right. Well, if Cops isn't enough for you, everybody knows Cops. The theme song should be playing right now. There it is. A&E is working on a police reality show called Live PD.
Yes.
The episodes will be live. Of course, they'll be on a delay, kind of like we are. We're live, but we have a 40-second delay. Because you never know what's going to happen. Man, that show's going to be intense.
Oh, man.
I will not watch it.
What?
I don't like watching those shows.
Oh, but you'll watch Loch Ness Monster? Come on.
Bad boys, bad boys.
Those are two entirely different things.
No way, man. Loch Ness
is scary. Oh.
This is awesome. I'm all about it.
I know you are.
I've been asking Leslie a bunch of questions when we're driving around the city of Albuquerque. Because my wife, she's been thinking about joining the police force. Mm-hmm. And so I've been encouraging her, but I've also been testing her as well.
Ooh, mental tests.
What would you do in this situation, Leslie? How would you handle this situation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, would you be one of those enforcers? I mean, if you saw someone speeding or we were next to somebody yesterday, they were on their phone. And I said, Leslie, would you pull that person over? She says, you're darn right I would.
Ooh.
That's what she said to me.
Does she sound like Matthew McConaughey when she
said, yeah, I was like,
darn right
what?
I would.
That's right. And then I'd go back out to my backyard and I'd overlook the scenic Pacific Ocean and I would fall back first into my swimming pool, only to realize that I was, in fact, driving my Buick.
Love it. Love it.
So anyway, show's called Live PD.
Man.
Who knows?
I don't know. Is it A&E?
Yeah.
A&E.
We've got a clip here. Alex Trebek from Jeopardy burned a contestant for being a nerd.
Susan Cole is from Bowie, Maryland, and her favorite type of music is something I've never heard of, but it doesn't sound like fun.
I think it's very fun. It's called Nerdcore Hip Hop. It's
Nerdcore Hip Hop.
Yes. It's people who identify as nerdy, rapping about the things they love, video games, science fiction, having a hard time meeting romantic partners, you know. It's really catchy and fun.
Losers, in other words.
Well,
oh, my gosh!
Sure.
I'm teasing you.
Man!
What is a sick burn, Alex?
That's beautiful right there. That's good stuff.
Nerdcore hip hop?
That's what I'm talking
about.
Teo! What?
We have got to start a crew, yo!
No, I feel like we saw a great representation of nerdcore hip hop at New York Comic Con.
That could be our inspiration.
I don't know if it should be. Or maybe our inspiration to not do it. I'll take it like that.
Nah, dude.
No.
Nerdcore.
My first song is going to be called Con Man. It's going to be...
I'm a con man.
Yeah.
I got a costume on.
See, you're already writing lyrics, man. Don't pretend like you don't want to be part of this.
MC Frontalot has the earliest known recorded use of the term.
Nerdcore.
Mm-hmm. Frontalot.
Frontalot.
No, it's Frontalot.
Okay.
What?
Moving on. Sick burn, Alex Trebek. Good job.
Yeah.
A guy in Florida stole two TVs from Walmart last week, but his pants fell down as he ran away. So he left them behind.
What?
The cops found his ID in the pocket and they arrested him on Tuesday.
Oh my gosh. Fail, fail. Wow. Good job.
You know, in that moment, he was like, oh no! I should have won a belt! No! It's all gone wrong! He just kept going.
He doesn't ditch the TVs.
No, no. He didn't know. He's like, I got these TVs. I'm going to enjoy them for 2 days.
That's good.
A new study found alcohol basically has the same effect on your brain as quick-acting antidepressants. Obviously, drinking can still make you more depressed in the long run because it is a depressant.
Right.
But just in the moment, it could seem like an antidepressant. That's probably why people do it so much.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey will fight UFC 207 on December 30th. She won't be fighting Holly Holm, though. It'll be Ronda Rousey versus Amanda Nunes, who's the current champion.
Yep.
UFC President Dana White talks Ronda Rousey's return in this clip.
Ronda Rousey is back. How does it feel to have the biggest star in the UFC back? And what does Ronda mean to the organization as a whole?
Yeah, no, it's good to have her back, obviously. And, you know, she's a megastar, man. She's the biggest star we've ever had in the history of the sport. So, you know, her return, the way she went out a year ago, now Amanda Nunes is the champion. And the way that she went in as champ against, you know, someone that I have a lot of respect for, Misha Tate, durable, tough, just, you know, super talented. This is a good fight.
Here's what I think. I think the UFC made her into the biggest star.
Yeah.
Because I never really was a fan.
Me either.
But, man, they really made her the poster child.
They did.
And
at least tried to.
She got beat by Holly Holm.
Mm-hmm.
Albuquerque's own Holly Holm. And then basically sent her almost into retirement.
Yeah.
Because she's been out for how long, did they say?
Well, it'll be a year.
About a year?
Gosh.
And she's been doing the movie acting thing and...
boy, she was a knockout of that, too.
Let's see what you did there. Okay. Gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think John Bones Jones was the biggest star. And then before him, what? I mean, you're talking about, like, Chuck Liddell, like, old school. Tito Ortiz. These were huge stars. And I get that Ronda brought in. It
wasn't
like,
as popular back in the day as it is now, though.
Mm. Liveline says, I think Steve-O should take on Ronda Rousey.
Yo. And Nunez? Dude. I think Nunez has this all day.
Yeah, me too.
Nobody's going to beat that
She's
girl.
She's pretty intense,
She's
right?
She's scary.
She is terrifying.
Oh, my goodness.
December 30th. Why are they going to do that 2 days before New Year's?
Let me skip down a little bit.
Don't they know that smack dab in the middle of our Harry Potter marathon?
What?
We do a Harry Potter, the Jeter family, we do a Harry Potter marathon every year, like from Christmas to New Year's Day. We watch one movie.
Well, wait, what's that other marathon you do? Oh, wait, no, the tradition you do on...
Gremlins.
Yeah, on Christmas is Gremlins, that's right.
Christmas Eve.
But you do a Harry Potter marathon?
Gremlins. Yeah. Wow. Have you ever seen those movies? Every one of them takes place like at Christmas. And so from like Christmas Day to New Year's Day, it's perfect time. And we go through them all with the kids and just enjoy them.
Gremlins. Wow.
I know.
Okay.
Y'all ever seen Gremlins?
Hold on. I have to say this disclaimer. I love Jesus Christ. Okay, go ahead. Just one for those that are.
Gosh. How could you ever watch Gremlins?
Guys posted a video on our Facebook. Want to send you over there. Maybe I need a little pick-me-up because it is Thursday. It seems like Friday is forever away, but it is tomorrow. So we posted a video of an age-old tale redone. Tortoise versus the hare.
Ooh.
In an actual race. Go to our Facebook to see who won.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Burt Ward wants to be on Gotham.
What?
He played Robin
in
the 60s Batman TV series, and he wants to bring it on back to the Gotham show.
That would be awesome.
Are you happy, Steve-O?
I am.
Are you happy, Dex?
I am.
America?
Mm-hmm.
Your contributions to Kickstarter made it possible for O-Town to make new music.
Okay, that was not O-Town? My contribution.
Yep.
You remember Steve-O? O-Town?
Steve-O donated to this day one.
Definitely didn't do that.
Oh, nothing at all. There's nowhere left to fall when you reach the bottom. It's now or never.
Nostalgia is a dangerous drug. And it makes you do stupid things.
Man, 61 grand already pledged
of a $47,500 goal.
They're coming back, guys.
They got 61,524 and still 17 days to go.
Oh, they're coming back.
Yeah, they're coming back. Good grief. Three friends in Ireland ran into Mel Gibson while they were hiking at the top of a mountain recently.
How random and weird is that?
They just bumped into him.
Look at this, Steve-O. They're up on top of this mountain, and then Mel Gibson's just hanging out up on top of this mountain.
Mel Gibson's looking burly.
Dude, please, Cable. Like, seriously, look at that man. Gosh!
Mel Gibson looks like Sasquatch.
Which, by the way, when we were at New York for New York Comic Con, I had a chance to interview David Morse. He plays the father in Outsiders. He was in The Rock. Mm-hmm. He was in what? The Last Ship, I believe.
He's been in a lot of
things. Been in so many things. When he walked in and sat down next to me, it was like I was sitting next to a giant.
Yeah, that guy's
He
thick.
Is a large dude, like just ripped and like, I mean, he's got the silver hair now. He's getting up there. I don't know how old David Morse is now, but dude, you don't mess with that. He was big, man.
I hear you.
Intensity, everyone.
One of these days.
Oh, all right. Maybe you're looking for a way to get a promotion at work.
I need that promotion, guys.
One way to get promoted, work your butt off every day. Or your hiney. Keep track of how it increased revenue, made the company stronger. You can do that. Dot the I's, cross the T's, do all that stuff.
I think I've been doing that.
Or you can employ my method. Just be funny.
Why do all the funny people get everything?
They do. A new study by researchers at Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania found that being funny at work makes people think you're more capable than you actually are.
Mm-hmm.
The best part is you don't have to be that funny for it to work. Telling a mildly amusing joke still has an effect because it takes confidence just to tell it. And your coworkers subconsciously pick up on that confidence. Mm. Study had volunteers listen to people tell jokes, then rate how confident and capable each person was. Telling a funny joke that was appropriate for the workplace had the biggest effect.
Wow.
Because it made the person seem confident and smart. If their joke bombed, it had a negative effect on how capable they seemed, but they still seemed more confident just for telling it. Making sure it's appropriate for the workplace is huge, though, Steve-O. If the joke makes people laugh, it might not hurt you. But if it's offensive and it bombs, people will think you're an idiot.
Guys, I've seen this happen. I've worked with somebody where they would constantly make our boss laugh.
Yeah.
And
well,
I'm not going to say it, but they're promoted. They got promoted.
It happens to me all the time. They offered me Chip's job last week while I was in New York, and I was like, nah, I don't feel like it. He's got it.
Yeah.
He's got a good handle on it.
A great handle on it.
He does. I don't know what he does. He does something. Yeah, yeah, I just don't feel like taking on that responsibility.
Man, hopefully that joke didn't bomb.
Yeah.
It didn't.
That's good. Good. You did it, man.
All right. Big show today. When we come back, we'll talk about this football coach who got fired for...
Oh, dude, the reason is ridiculous.
Punishing a child for allegedly bullying a teammate. 585 Live. You can text in. We'll be right back. Mute Math. Used to. Mm. Morning Invasion on Star EDA. Good morning. 716.
High today of 76 degrees.
You missed the thing.
I missed nothing. Nothing.
Traffic!
Looks like we got a couple accidents to report this morning. There is an accident at Eagle Ranch and Paseo. Will this be the playmaker today? Yet to be seen. Also, an accident at Louisiana and Southern Avenue over in the southeastern part of town. And a lot of construction and all that stuff. So you guys be careful this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Got to tell you, I know I said it a bunch yesterday, but I'm really glad that you guys are back. The boys are back. Hey, the boys are really, back. Really glad, guys. Gonna do it again. Gonna
wake up the neighborhood. No, it's too bad that my anniversary is next week. Chrissy and I are going to Rome for a week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Rome?
Yeah. Yeah, Rome. Just roaming around, you know. Can't really afford to go out of state. So we're going to be in like Berlin. And,
it's beautiful there. This
yeah.
Time
so, yeah. Just roaming around.
Just falling in Berlin.
Yeah, so I'll be gone. Teo, did you want to tell Dex about next week for you?
Huh?
So, next week.
Where are you going?
I'll be here working.
Oh! Yeah, I'll be here.
The boys are back. The boys are back. Gonna do it again. Gonna wake up the neighborhood.
Yeah! That was good. Any other Comic-Con stories? I think, did you guys share everything?
I mean, I forgot to talk about one thing. Steve-O got to experience actual real-life rain.
Oh, dude. That was crazy. It rained for like 2 days, man.
I would have loved that.
And it didn't... Like, I don't know how to explain it, because here in New Mexico, it feels like it rains, but you're dry like 2 seconds later.
Yeah.
I was soaking wet. We were walking home from the subway, and man, it was definitely dreary outside, but it didn't stop us from walking around and...
Was there a thunder, or was it just straight up rain?
No, it was just pouring rain.
Yeah, it was just rain. Yeah.
I did not see any thunder. No lightning, which was kind of weird, because, of course, we're used to...
Yeah, exactly.
Here, it goes cray-cray. But then, like, 7 minutes later, because New Mexico, it stops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just would not stop. Just it rained. Really rained.
Rain and rain.
Just kind of rained and rained.
Yeah, Tao and I were talking about it a minute ago. I bet you winters are probably rough in New York City, but beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude. Yeah, that's what one thing our girl Claire said was it's about to get really, really cold.
Windy too, right?
Yeah.
Maybe?
No. Yeah. It was decent. It was aight.
It was all right.
So, yeah, man, it was a lot of fun.
Well, if you missed the show yesterday, the first show since the boys came back from Comic-Con.
The great return.
Hit the podcast at iTunes or Google Play, and they shared a bunch of great stories. Got to interview some really cool people from a lot of shows that we like to watch and talk about, and yeah. I'm glad you guys had a good time.
We did.
I had to go through all my photos yesterday to remember, like, oh, yeah, we got to do this. Oh, and showing Christy all the photos. Times Square, mm-hmm. Radio City Music Hall,
mm-hmm.
Toured CBS Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Toured. I put that in quotations because, really, Carl, our friend who works out there in the CBS building. He took us around to, like, the radio area, like, Westwood One. He said during sports, like, you know, March Madness, you can't even walk in the area because it's just, yeah. Because that's where, like, all the big time, I mean, CBS Sports is happening. So we get to see all those radio studios. And our studio is actually pretty sizable comparatively to the CBS studios.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you run into Al Roker?
We did.
No.
He's doing well.
Well, I mean, they were filming the, whatever it was, the Today Show or the morning, whatever their morning show is.
Did you guys try to get behind the window so you can, like, wave?
We walked in front of the window.
Yeah. While they were filming?
Yeah. They had all the lights and everything going on, but I don't, yeah.
Did you see Billy Bush packing up his desk?
No, I didn't.
So bye bye.
That I did not see. So we had tickets to live with Kelly Ripa, but we passed.
Did she get a co-host yet?
It was no, Tyler did. Perry that morning.
She's just really? She has guests come in.
So we're like, we're good.
Man.
So we missed out on seeing Tyler
that
Perry.
That new Madea movie for Halloween looks great.
That was every three posters in the subway.
Really?
Yes. It was the Boo, or is it called Boo? What's it called? It's like Boo, and then it was like Luke Cage, Tyler Perry, and then Supergirl.
My wife and I loved those movies. Yeah.
Those were the posters. Giant posters in the subway.
Hallelujah! I just kept thinking,
who has that job? They just constantly have to change out every subway poster.
It's actually my side job.
That's cool.
I do. I go.
Seem like a cool job.
Good.
One thing I will say that's different in New York was you had the ability to just eat and eat and eat and eat. So, like, you know, we're watching TV and I'm like, I'm hungry. Well, anybody else? Nobody's hungry? Okay. And Claire says, oh, a friend of mine, she lives literally one block over. She lives in the next block over. There's this ramen joint over there. And Matt's like, ramen?
Yeah, I've heard of those places.
Dude. Oh, you've never had a ramen bowl either?
No.
My wife makes a dope ramen noodle bowl. So it's not like in college when you get like the, you know, 25-cent package.
That's all I knew of.
Wait, is it a lot like nothing but, remember nothing but noodles?
It's you know, like usually you have a half egg, you had a protein in there, you had seaweed, and I don't know. So we just ended up walking like, you just walk a block over, and it was this little hole in the wall that she'd never even been in that was like the size of a closet.
See, that's what I would love about New York. You could go to a different restaurant every day of your life.
And so I just, like, I'll try it. And, you know, it was like $9 or something like that. And you just, all right, giant bowl of ramen that I just took back to the apartment. And it, seriously, everywhere. You could walk 3 feet, and there were like little bodegas where you could get, you know, like groceries if you need them. But, yeah, everywhere. Little tiny, like, closets where it's like, you want a slice of pizza?
Yeah.
You know, like, just different things.
Speaking of that, I should have reminded you, you should have went to Sal Valentinetti's pizza shop.
He has a pizza shop?
He does. America's Got Talent, Sal.
Yeah, thanks.
That was your boy.
I know.
Yeah, he's got a pizza joint.
Thanks for telling me.
Pizza. He's got a pizza.
He's got a pizza joint. Pizza.
We went to a place that, you know, we're non-com, so I won't say the name of the place. We went to a hot dog place where it was like $6 for like a specialty dog. And what I mean by that is like...
Love specialty dogs.
Wrapped in bacon. One had teriyaki sauce and then like pineapple on it. And that was like the teriyaki or whatever.
Yeah, why not?
It's like $6. Or you could play hot dog roulette where it was like, or for $10... We're just going to throw a couple dogs at you from our specialty menu. And
it's a mystery dog?
And a side. Ooh. And a random side. You don't get to pick any of it. And it was like, okay. So one night we did like, we all went in together and it was like, all right, guys, let's just all do this. And we all just threw down a 10, I think. And got like...
What'd you get? Anything crazy?
8 specialty dogs and all these... You know what I mean? And then just... We took them home, but and we didn't even open them. We just took them home, and then it was like, booyah! And then opened them, and it was like, what is this? Like,
Jolly one Ranchers just had like... on them.
Yeah, dude, seriously. It was crazy. It was crazy.
That's why you were dying at the gym yesterday.
Probably.
Is it the hot dogs?
Oh, sure. You probably ate too many mystery dogs.
No, that was like the first day we were there.
Dude.
Still, it's probably still
all of them were
gut.
Wrapped in bacon, and then it was like, here's one with a giant pickle on the side, like, and covered in nacho cheese. Like, it was just really...
Beautiful.
Out there, different. Yeah. I took a picture of the menu so that I could remember for you, buddy. Because I know how much you love food.
I do. I do.
Just love the old food.
So hungry right now.
Are you hungry right now?
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. It's 7:30.
All right. Well.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone.
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 The good news is, start reading.
Well, Teo here on our little morning show loves cats.
I do. Ah!
We know that...
Kitty cats.
A lot of cat lovers out there.
Woo!
I'm allergic.
Good.
Doesn't mean I don't like cats. It's just I'm allergic. There's a guy in Fort Worth, Texas named Glenn. He's in his mid-50s, and he has 3 different brain disorders that have caused seizures since he was about 5 years old. He says the scariest part is that they can happen in his sleep. And if he doesn't wake up, he could stop breathing and die.
Whoa.
But back in January, he adopted a black cat named Blake. Then he started having a seizure in his sleep a few days later, and Blake saved his life.
Really?
Blake the black cat saved his life. He says Blake must have realized something was wrong, because Blake ran over to the phone, picked it up with his paws, and dialed 911.
That is not what happened.
What?
Read the right story.
Okay. He says Blake must have realized something was wrong because Blake jumped out of the window. The thing is, Glenn lived on the top floor of a 50-story building.
Yeah. Wow.
Are you like seizing?
I'm seizing like right now, and I need help.
Like you're making it up right now.
Help.
He says Blake must have realized something was wrong.
Do you smell almonds?
Check it out. The cat started biting his toes, and it woke him up.
He was hungry.
No.
Glenn's black cat was hungry. He forgot to feed him. And because of that, well, he started chewing off his toes, but it woke him up. It saved his life.
You know, like that part on Batman Returns when she becomes Catwoman?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
It is.
No. So the cat has some kind of weird extra sense and can tell when Glenn's about to have a seizure.
Because he's a black cat.
Wow.
That's crazy. So he bit his toes, woke him back up.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty remarkable.
So he started breathing again.
He says he starts rubbing up against him before he even feels any symptoms. So right before Glenn will have a seizure, I've heard of this before. Pets can sense that something's going to happen.
Whoa.
So it's kind of a signal. So that way Glenn can like sit down or get somewhere safe.
Yeah.
This isn't the first time we've heard about a cat doing this. There was a story in 2011 about a cat in New Mexico that started yowling when its owner's daughter started having a seizure.
Wow.
And then in 2012, a cat in Wisconsin woke up a woman during a seizure just hours after she adopted it.
What will Beans and Panda do for me?
Guys, okay. I might need to get a cat.
You don't need a cat.
Yes, you do. I've been telling you this for months.
Remember the cat in the hospital that would go into the rooms of the people that were about ready to die?
And just sit with them?
Yeah, but if a cat came into your room, you just knew, oh my gosh, this might be my last day.
Oh, man.
Just an ominous sign.
Yeah. That's awful.
It's okay.
I will say yesterday, when we were done with work, went home to take a nap, and I hadn't seen Rocket yet because he was already asleep when I got home from the airport. And, dude, he lost his mind. I put a photo up on my personal Instagram, at Steve O'Jeets. He would not... It wasn't even about, like, leaving my side. Like, I tried to take a nap, and he was just... on me. Like, he would not leave me alone. And I definitely, I love my animal. I love my dog.
He's a good dog.
He's a really good dog. And while I was gone, he did something fantastic. He gave gifts to Chrissy. Because
oh my gosh, I saw this picture.
Chrissy was sad because I was gone for a week. It was the longest we were away from each other.
Ugh.
And so he did what any loving dog would do. He wanted to spoil her while I was gone, so he gave her gifts. So one time she woke up to a half of a mouse in our bed.
No!
Yeah. Turns out we had mice in our garden, and he took care of it, and he wanted to make sure she knew that he had taken care of it because the mice were chewing on her tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, one was in our bed, and then later that day, she found one fully intact, still kind of wiggling in the hallway in front of our door. So just offering up gifts of love because he knows that that's her love language. Mm. She loves gifts. So I brought her back coffee from Brooklyn.
Good.
I thought Chrissy's love language was everybody leaves her alone and she's
That's happy. Pretty much, yeah. So I will be for our anniversary is Tuesday, 14 years. I'm going back to Brooklyn. So,
love
but just
you.
Me so that she can have some time. Yes.
That's good.
Just her love language.
You're a good husband.
Yes.
Good job, Rocky. You're a good boy. You're a good
such
boy.
Such a good boy.
Good boy.
Such a good boy.
Adopt a cat. It could save your life. Make sure it's a black cat, though, because, you know, any other cats, they won't do anything. It's got to be a black cat.
How do you know?
Because it's just got it. Black cats.
Because the story said it's got to be a black cat.
Have powers.
Black
Shut
cat.
Up.
Okay.
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Kim Campbell isn't tiptoeing around her stance on Donald Trump. The former prime minister, who also overhauled Canada's sexual assault laws during her time as justice minister in the early 90s, says unwanted kissing or genital grabbing is sexual assault, and it makes people feel unsafe. Trump has repeatedly told supporters the only way he will lose the election is if the system is rigged. Campbell says delegitimizing the results is destructive for democracy, and if Trump does lose, it could make Hillary Clinton's transition into office very difficult.
Without the media and without the press, Hillary Clinton would be nothing.
Evacuation orders have been issued for thousands of residents of low-lying areas in eastern North Carolina as the Tar River in Greenville continues to rise. The Tar River is expected to crest overnight.
Floodwaters are inundating some residential and commercial areas along the Tar River and threatening to overtake others. Some 15,000 people living in and around the city of Greenville were told to evacuate. The city's public information officer brought Brock Letchworth says about 60% have done so.
We certainly are not advising to stay there. The problem with that is not only are you putting your own lives at risk, you're also putting our public safety officials that may have to come and rescue you at risk as well.
For the second time this week, two missiles were fired at a U.S. Navy ship in the Red Sea.
You may run for a long time, run on for a long time, run on. Let me tell you, the God's gonna cut you down.
7:37, good morning.
Let me tell you, the God's gonna cut
high today
you
of 76
down.
Degrees.
How the roads.
Ah, who cares?
We better take a look. A lot of congestion on 25 southbound once you hop off of Paseo. Don't forget there's an accident, Eagle Ranch Road at Paseo on the west side there. Another accident southeast Albuquerque, Louisiana Boulevard at Southern Avenue. Lots of road construction all around the city. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
585-LIVE. You can text it or call 338-3700. Well, a football coach in Connecticut has been fired after punishing a child for allegedly bullying one of his teammates.
Okay.
Let's hear the report.
Todd Kennedy was the head coach of his son's Durham Middlefield Falcons football team. Two of his boys were on it. Last week, after he'd heard that one of the players was bullying another, he singled the alleged bully out to let them know bullying wouldn't be tolerated. But the Football League board didn't like the way he handled it.
I said, well, why did you feel you were qualified to handle this bullying incident? I'm like, well, because I'm a father.
Kennedy was suspended the following morning and then fired on Monday. He says the board voted unanimously that he could not continue to volunteer as the team's coach.
Start questioning yourself. Absolutely.
He says if one of his own kids was bullying another, he'd have no problem with another coach handling it the way he did. And he also feels badly that he wasn't able to explain what happened to his team.
They never heard from me. So now you got these children that I've been coaching since August that all of a sudden their coach just disappeared.
Kennedy's two sons no longer play on the team, and they aren't the only ones. Shannon Riso's son is also off the team. She believes the board was wrong to fire Kennedy.
Bullying is okay. That's the message that I got. And that's why my son is not going to play for them, because I want him to be around better role models than that.
Kennedy.
So this coach got fired because he saw a kid on his team.
Right.
Bullying one of the other teammates. He stepped in and said, no, that you're not going to do this. Run some laps. Made the kid run some laps. Well, the school board finds out about it, and they fired him over it.
Gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay, do we know how many laps? I mean, is there any indication that potentially what he did was
like over?
Yeah, no, overboard or heard, not okay? Do you know what I mean?
I thought it said three to four laps. I could understand if he said, hey, because I
back run, in, do you puke?
Back in the day, my coaches, when we got in trouble, they'd make us run all practice to the point we were going to die.
There was one time in particular when I was at NIMI, the military school in Roswell. I'm losing my voice. The punishment for our entire squat, like we ran till we puked.
Man. Yeah,
nobody got fired for that.
It was a different time back then, but this is ridiculous. This doesn't make any sense.
Do you think it's because he approached it from the angle of, hey, bullying is wrong, therefore I'm now going to single you out and make you run laps, that could seem like maybe the coach was picking on this student and bullying him?
I mean,
we're so PC in this culture.
That's definitely.
I'm just trying to find any reason why.
Yeah.
338-3700 if you'd like to call us, or text in at 585-LIVE. Turn that radio down. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So what did the supposed bully do that was so bad?
It doesn't say. You just caught this kid bullying the other team.
So he could have been telling a nanny nanny boo boo, you smell like doo doo.
Mm. Hey, watch your language.
The other kid's heart. I'm sorry.
And
if was the laps around a track or a?
I think it was around the football field.
Basketball court.
It was around a football field.
Far.
That's
okay.
Like
no, it's not.
Man, I could throw a football over the mountain.
Okay, so around the track. So it's 400 meter run.
So that'd be a mile.
So yeah, three to four times around is a mile. That's not a big deal. And this is kids' grades four through six.
That's perfect. That's perfect punishment for you know hurting his feeling or you know for bullying. Run a mile.
You think it's a good punishment?
Yeah. Tell him to go run a mile.
Yeah, right.
Get it out of your system. Have fun with it.
All right.
Run a mile. Who wants to go run a mile? I don't want to go run a mile. You want to go run a mile?
I don't want to run a mile.
Yes.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, no. Go run a mile.
Okay.
You go run a mile. Okay, goodbye. 338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Bull Boy.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, this is welcome back, guys. I'm glad you guys made it back in one piece. But this story is crazy. I used to have a coach when I played, because I'm a baseball head until I got injured in Pony. But he used to make us run around the baseball field with a napkin in our hand with his false front teeth in our hand.
Oh, wait.
No, and I'm not even joking. He used to be he was a construction worker, and he had an old beat up truck, and it had you know the rail so you can hold pipe and stuff. You know those. You know what I'm talking about in the back of the bed of the truck, so you could put pipe on top of the.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he would pick up like about six or seven of us. He'd have an ice chest in his freaking front seat with beer in it. He was definitely like Bad News Bear, like that coach. I mean, me and my brother were talking about it. It's funny that you're bringing this up, or I'm bringing this up, because me and my brother were talking about this about 2 weeks ago, because he ran into him. He was my brother's coach, too. But, I mean, that is just crazy. The little kid probably cried to his mom and said, he made me run laps. And, like, you know, I mean, it's football. It's a physical sport. If you can't run a few laps, you shouldn't even be playing football.
Yeah.
Yeah, because here's what happened. It says that Kennedy, the football coach, said he'd first talked to the entire team about bullying, but when he'd heard that it happened again, he addressed the alleged bully in front of the team last week. The boy denied it, but Kennedy had him run a few laps around the field. Kennedy says afterward he praised the boy for running the laps without complaining.
That's insane. And Mr. Connor used to always, when we would bat, you know, and Steve-O, you'd be able to get this. When you're gonna swing, your left foot goes forward if you're a right-handed hitter, and you don't want your right foot to go back. You know what I mean? You want it to go forward. So he would put a row of bats behind us. So if we were to step back, we would fall on our butt. We'd roll off the bat.
Yeah.
Like I mean, it was just is. I mean,
that's called coaching.
Yeah. It's just crazy. Yeah, that's ridiculous. He needs to appeal this or something and.
Mm-hmm.
And at least be able to, because now he's tarnished. He probably won't be able to coach anywhere now.
Man, I hope not.
Unbelievable.
Thanks, poor boy.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a crazy story. These kids are little babies. All right, I love you guys.
Thank you for using your words.
Yeah.
Got worried for a second.
Now, this is what I'm thinking. If there was something that happened at that school before where maybe a teacher had stepped over the line, and so they put in and place some rules saying, hey, teachers, coaches, you're not allowed to punish the kids at all whatsoever. You need to come to us first. You need to come to the principal first before you take action. Then maybe I kind of see if that was put in place. But there's nothing in there that says this is why not. Why did they fire this? The coach.
It.
That's what I don't understand. Why would they fire him?
He was a volunteer coach, right?
Yeah.
So they just relieved him of the duty of...
So maybe it's because he embarrassed the kid in front of the team. I don't know. He spoke with the bully in front of the entire team. Had him run a few laps. Unreal, man.
Is that a bad thing to do that in front of all the kids if you're going to call out a bully?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he said he was teaching the kids how to be men. And how I was taught how to be a man. They just made a bad decision. They're all good people. They all thought they were making the right decision for the children in the organization. So when he was let go, he didn't fight it. He didn't. Of course, he said he would love to come back if they asked him back.
Yeah.
But
because it sounds like.
Where did this happen?
Connecticut. Sounds like a lot of kids actually and a lot of parents have pulled their kids from playing on that team.
Yeah, he said the outpouring of support has been overwhelming for this.
Yeah, which is sad because you don't want to see the kids have to suffer.
Yeah.
Buckamus is here, ladies
Buck
and
Aaron.
Gentlemen. Buck Aaron.
Buck Aaron.
Hey, buddy. He's here.
What's happening? Hero.
Have you heard us talking about
Botox
this?
Treatments? You look great.
My Botox.
Gosh.
I shaved my eyebrows is what it was. That's what you have to do when you start getting old.
That's right.
You have to shave your eyebrows.
Get in there.
In your ears.
Looks do
great,
the work.
Buddy. Looks great.
Yeah. How's New York?
Good.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Was it awesome?
Yeah.
Lots of good interviews?
Yes.
Pretty stoked.
Yeah?
Yeah. Were you a Suns guy?
A what?
A SOA, Sons of Anarchy. Did you ever watch that show?
No, I wouldn't watch the show.
Okay. Now, Ryan Hurst, he was a big character there. He's on another new show that I got a chance to sit down with him and David Moore, some really good actors. So.
Was Theo Rossi there from Luke Cage?
He was. Hey, dude, it was great.
What? Can I stop you? Hit the podcast, okay? Because we talked about this all yesterday.
Yes, big hugs, and it was exciting. Sorry. It was come cool. On. We got to see him for a bit.
So yeah, that I was catching nice. Up. I was busy.
I get it. We're right in the middle of this, you know, really important.
Are you talking about the guy who got fired for taking care of the bullying thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the most ridiculous thing I think I've ever heard.
You're pretty old school when it comes to, I don't know, life. And
so when I was in the Navy, I heard you talking about your coach that made you run until you threw up.
Yes.
In the military, they have this thing where they can, you know, exercise you basically to death. Mm-hmm. And what they would do is they would take a roll of toilet paper and they would put it inside the dorm in the barracks. Mm-hmm. And everybody, they would start PTing you, you know, push-ups, sit-ups, jumping jacks, everything. Yep. And you would sit there and watch that roll of toilet paper swell from the humidity in the room.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then once it got to a certain point, they would stop. And it takes a while.
Oh, man.
Yeah, brutal.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you read about, you know, so-and-so died from a training exercise,
right.
You know,
yes.
Probably because of the toilet paper roll.
Yeah, it's stuff like that. So
Liveline is blowing up. Somebody said, building character is not allowed in a world of social justice warriors. Being a victim is more effective. Mm. somebody else said, how did I know it happened in Connecticut? Doesn't surprise me. Bunch of liberal communists. Okay.
Wow.
Thank you, Santa Fe. That came from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Of course it did.
That really did. Probably a case of small town politics. Having taught in a small town, if you do something punishment wise for any reason to a child whose family member is on a school board for anything, no matter the reason, you will get fired. They find a way to do it regardless of how ridiculous the reason. LA said it sounded like the bullying was hearsay and not actually observed. And then Albuquerque chimed in and said, my coach used to make the entire team run ladders between home and first whenever someone was late. We would have to run these until they got there. So if someone was 30 minutes late, we ran ladders for 30 minutes.
I wonder what would have happened if he would have made the entire team run.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I know that's a big coaching thing, too.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times the entire team will get punished if somebody does something. And that builds, you know, that builds the camaraderie of the
team. Yeah, it's the whole idea of you win as a team, you lose as a team.
Yeah. So, like, I wonder if
you
that,
bully as a team.
Maybe if that would have happened, this probably wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah.
But, I mean, at the same time, like,
that's so
crazy
to me.
Crazy. We're talking about this football coach in Connecticut who got fired after punishing a child for allegedly bullying a teammate. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's up, dude? This is Derek. How are you guys
doing? Hey, what up, Derek?
What's up, dude? So I just wanted to chime in real quick, man. I heard a post. It reminds me of this post one time where it says, like, uncoachable kids become unemployable adults.
Mm.
And I'm kind of like, dang, dude. But it's really so much you got to coach parents nowadays, or you got to coach, you know, like, every little thing's offensive or every little thing's wrong. I mean, I think that coach, like, did anyone ever ask the kid, like, did you feel bullied? You know, did you feel like the coach was being unfair? You know, I think it's just everything gets blown so out of proportion, and then people just draw their own conclusions.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Mm. It's a kid on a football team that ran some laps. Like, that's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Making people go crazy. Like, I don't know, but that's crazy that they actually lost, that man lost his job over doing his job. It's crazy. You want to join, your parents put their kids into sports to build character, or they put their kids into clubs to build character, not so much, you know, deter their character. You know, this, I think, sets a precedent for
anything to happen. You know, you have to really mind what you do. It's just crazy to me, man, the way things are going in the direction that they are.
Yeah.
Thanks, Derek. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah. You guys have a good day, man.
Later.
Does it matter? I mean, we talk about the fact that he was coaching kids, and it's true. It was grades 4 through 6th, so like 10 to 12 year olds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, does that change anything that it was like
a
10 year old?
It was a few laps.
No, I know. I'm trying so hard to think on the other side.
I mean, they,
starting
in first, second grade, they make the kids in PE class run a mile.
Oh, dude, my boys run, you know, like they're in sports. They definitely run. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, but your kids are in like junior little league.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Junior MLB, basically. They're in MLB camp.
Yeah.
338-3700, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Frank from Muskegon. How you doing?
Hey, Frank.
Hey, I got to chime on something just because I had a little, you know, experience. I was in football and all sports. But, you know, I, of course, I'm on your side and this coach's side. You know, I think he's building character. I think that the sensitivity of kind of parents these days are a little bit too much. When I was in football, I missed the bus one Saturday in JV, and my coach made me do 1,000 yards of bear crawls. I don't know if you all know what bear crawls are.
Oh, yeah. Those are the
worst. That's rough.
That is.
1,000 yards, and not like in 3 days, like in that next day, on my hands and my feet, doing 1,000 yards of bear crawls. It was insane.
Mm. 1,000 yards.
That's a long
10 football fields.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You know, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was so traumatic. But you know what, though? I appreciate it. You know, I was never late again.
Right. And
you learned your lesson.
Exactly.
So, there's extremes, but to be honest with you, I'm a little for more, you know, not abusive, but you know, it did build character, and you know, so I'm all for this coach.
All right, thank you, man.
All right, appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
How did you get punished as a kid? Is the topic?
I know, right?
338-3700.
Opening a can of worms right now.
Right. Or 585 live. You can text in. We're talking about this football coach in Connecticut got fired. After he saw one of his kids on his football team bullying one of the other teammates, and he confronted the kid in front of all the other kids and then sent him on his way to run a few laps as punishment. Now he's fired. School board said, hey, that wasn't your responsibility to punish that kid. What do you think?
Tell Michelle Obama that.
Gosh.
She's the anti-bullying lady.
We'll be right back. Hang on.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Debate number two comes after one. Both candidates having tons of fun, sharing laughs, having great time. Then he arrived like a lightning strike. I'm Kenneth Bone and I'm here to say I've got a question for you today. Something about energy sustainability, stopping the jobs from going overseas. Boom. Kenneth Bone, he's the man. Standing on top of the big boss man. Kenneth Bone, he's the man. Kenneth Bone, he's the man. Kenneth Bone, he's the man. Gotta be down to the big boss man. Hungry for love, take you by the hand. Crushing the world with the big boss man.
What do you think of old Ken Bone, Buck?
It's pretty amazing.
Ken Bone in his sweet red sweater.
Yeah. He was definitely the star, him and the fly.
The fly! Yes, the
no,
fly!
No, Steve-O's Chrissy actually commented on that because I posted something on my Facebook page, and she was like, the fly was the winner.
We had to rewind it because we were like, wait, did that land on the TV or was that on her face?
Well, I saw it flying around, too, when Trump was stalking everything, I saw it kind of flying around. I was like... Huh.
Dude, that debate did no one any favors.
Right.
Because as soon as one was looking okay, the other one was doing something crazy. And then it would just flip.
Yeah. if you want some interesting commentary, go to my Facebook page and read all the comments, because it's
I got into that.
Pretty funny.
It is, man. It was whew, there was a Facebook war going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that kind of stuff because I want to see everybody's reactions.
Right. You do it on purpose so you can get people fighting.
I don't try to get anybody
to
fight.
Do.
No,
yes,
I don't.
That's our buddy Bill. He is a troll. He loves trolling. He put up a status on Facebook talking about
the best part of being a troll is when someone takes the bait.
Yeah. Good morning, Starmie. Phone line's open at 585. Live, you can text in or call us at 338-3700. It's 807.
High today of 76 degrees.
Road's okay out there?
Traffic!
Looks like we have an accident on the off-ramp I-40 East at Unser. Guys, watch out for that. A lot of congestion on 25 southbound once you hop off of Paseo. And let's see.
Hey, also Central on, I think it's from like Carlisle down to Girard is down to one lane.
Oh,
and
man.
Then and then right down in front of the university, it's down to one lane.
Yeah,
on
it's
the
everywhere,
westbound
man.
Lane, too.
There's so much congestion. And then out on the west side, it's just like,
yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of construction. You guys be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Hey, good morning.
Mm. Hi, it's
Hi.
Anthony.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm 12 years old. I think that coach did the right thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
12 years old.
Why do you think
the coach did the right thing?
Why do you think that?
Because that kid started bullying a kid, and he was on the same team.
Mm-hmm. So as a 12-year-old, let me ask you, have you had to face bullying of any kind yet in your young life?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. How do you handle it?
I don't like to fight.
Okay.
That's good.
That is good.
Do you go tell a teacher, or do you confront the kid who's doing the bullying? How would you handle that?
I normally just, like, hold it in, but sometimes I'll tell my mom.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's important if you see somebody getting bullied that, you know, you stand up for them and you tell a teacher. You know, you go and I don't think there's anything wrong with, you know, some would say you're being a tattletale, but, you know, I think that's completely okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're a good kid.
So there's a live line question I want to read because this is a good point. Yeah. We need to know what the kid did to bully.
Mm.
Yeah. The word can be overused. My own child was devastated when he was accused of bullying. When we dug deeper, we found out that he had told the other kid he couldn't hold his legs in a human wheelbarrow event because he was chubby. How on earth is a 7-year-old supposed to know how to communicate to a friend that the activity they've been forced to do by their PE teacher isn't possible because of the size of the other kid involved? Hmm. Adults would have a hard time with that one. And that is a solid point. We don't have any, like, says is bullying.
Yeah, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking about this football coach in Connecticut. He got fired after he saw one of his kids. He had actually had a talk with his team about bullying, and because he saw it going on. But then, I don't know if it was a few days later, he saw it happening again, and he confronted the kid in front of all the other kids on the team and made him run laps, a few laps around the football field. And the school board stepped in and fired him for stepping in and punishing the kid.
It's
apparently you're not
so
supposed
weird.
To. You're not supposed to punish kids.
Yeah, the league's board was not happy with the way he handled the situation. They said, why did you feel you were qualified to handle a bullying incident? And he said, I'm a father.
Is it just because he's a volunteer coach? Is that why?
I don't know, man. Maybe. Mm. Head coach of the Durham Middlefield football team.
Because our teachers, are they allowed to throw down punishments in class? Or
no.
Do they have to send the kids to the principal's
That's
office?
What the vice principal's for.
Okay.
He's the law.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, here's my take on it. How many kids do you think that coach saved from getting bullied in the future? Not just by that one player, but every single one of those other players that saw what was happening, if they saw a punishment was coming, are they going to be, you know, prone to bullying somebody else if they know something's going to happen?
Mm. Yeah. What if that's the school's policy, though, that you're not supposed to, you know, punish the kids in any way or form?
You can't punish children in any way.
Well, it's... I mean, what if that's the policy?
That, that, that's a policy. That's one way. But how are kids supposed to learn? How are they supposed to grow as individuals and turn into sustaining adults and, you know, do something in this country?
You know, I mean, if you want to play devil's advocate and look at the other side of this, I mean, you can always say that this guy could be kind of considered like a vigilante person for taking this into his own hands instead of going through the proper channels. So think about this. I'm 45 years old. Back when I was in seventh grade, they used to paddle.
So long ago.
So long ago. Yes. Long ago.
Man, they used to paddle back
then. Stop being a jerk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They used to paddle you, too.
I know they did, yeah.
But I remember chewing gum in a teacher's class, and he was like, let's go.
Oh, man.
And he took me, and he was this old man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had to be like 75. Mm. Took me down to the vice principal's office, and with the vice principal there, he lit me up.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, lit me up. But the way that he did it was not take me out in the hall and do it on his own. He took me down, went through the proper channels, and paddled my behind.
Yeah.
In the vice principal's office with the vice principal there.
So then this football coach should have, instead of stepping in and making the kid run laps, maybe took the kid this side and said, after practice, we need to talk, and then maybe, or I guess he should have brought in a vice principal.
He could have sent him home. He could have called the parents. He could have said, here, you know, your kid's going to go. We need to deal with this, and done it that way instead of just doing it on his own. Like, I don't disagree with what he did. He probably just did it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Dude, our boy just chimed in from Roswell and said, I got to chime in. Caught the last phone call. Might be echoing some of everybody else's comments, but he said, teachers are an authority. When the figure of authority is removed for correcting a child with a mild form of discipline, like laps, then the school is sending several messages. Bullying is okay. Teachers are wrong. Discipline is wrong. And placing a fear for any teacher to correct wrong actions. The school's action is pathetic. It's inconsistent with how bullying should be handled, and it removes the authority from teachers. World is going crazy, and I can't take it. I wanted to move to Italy and get off the grid.
Okay, but think about this. All right, what if somebody has a different perspective on what bullying is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might think it's one thing, and Teo might think it's another thing, Steve-O could have a completely different opinion.
Yeah. Right.
So when you have all of these differing views, if you're in question about something, take it to the authority who should be notified and let them do it. Like I said, just looking at the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Santa Fe chimed in. Our girl Brandy, she said, seriously, I feel like there are reasons why bullying wasn't what it is now, back when I was in school in the years before. The teachers and coaches were actually given some power to be authorities in the lives of the kids they had in their charge. Schools and sports have become organized babysitting. I agree with that. She said also the other thing is, oh, man, people keep texting and I lose it. The other thing is just the basic idea that actions have consequences. If there are no consequences for bad behavior, then the behavior will continue. That's just common sense.
Okay, so here's where I'm trying to figure out, because I'm not trying to, you know, justify whatever, but there's two things getting thrown out in the article. It says football coach fired after punishing, and then you keep reading and it says he will no longer be allowed to volunteer. Yeah. So was he hired or not? Because if you're a volunteer, you don't exactly get fired.
Well,
I don't know.
Volunteer, it's probably a smaller town, right?
Yeah.
Does it say what town they live in?
Durham.
But then think of it like this. If you're a volunteer then and you're not getting paid or anything,
right,
then I guess any little thing that you did that the school board wasn't, you know, totally whatever in charge of or what, they can't really do anything to you if you're a volunteer. So from that perspective, it makes a little sense that he got let go.
Yeah, it's a small town.
Because, you know, if he's just volunteering, obviously, and he even says he had no training to handle bullying situations.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're volunteering, like, to me, it makes a little, I'm not justifying it, it makes a little more sense that they just let him go.
Shouldn't he have been told this? When you bring a volunteer on, they say, hey, you are absolutely not allowed to punish the kids.
And I wonder if that's what happened.
They probably did.
Maybe.
Because he falls
back
on... But
then how do you coach?
Yeah.
How do you coach?
I don't know. I don't know.
My kids, Luke, you know, he's still rocking in club ball. They run, man. Mm-hmm. You're late, you run.
Yeah, same with Landon and his basketball team.
You keep messing up, like me, you force it. I was watching a practice just last week, and if you were middle infield, you know, and they're hitting grounders to you, shortstop misses a ball, you drop right there and do 10 push-ups. Ah, missed a ball, drop.
Well, that's also MLB training, too.
I mean, stop it!
It's true. They're in MLB mini camps.
Somebody did just chime in and say that you bully Buck, so we need to make you run.
Also, I'm getting bullied by the live line saying, can you ask Buck if he can save me a pumpkin?
They've said that three times. Will you please save live line person a pumpkin? I don't know.
You did send out
that email that I'd read. So,
the pumpkin patch?
Yeah.
No,
annual pumpkin thingy. I got that email,
too. I don't want to talk about it.
We're not talking about it.
Okay.
Quit bullying me, live line.
Will you give me a pumpkin?
Quit bullying me, Dex.
What?
I mean, do you have to pay for them?
Mm-mm.
Oh, well, then talk about it.
They're free pumpkins?
So our company does this thing where we just do this like little party every year, and it's the second time we've done it, and basically what we do is we just have people come down and have like face painting and jumpers and music and stuff and food, and we give away pumpkins.
Do I have to give you my email address?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to start forwarding you every email that he sends me.
Oh, I get
dude,
all of them.
You do?
You get one a month.
Yeah.
One a month.
I know. I'm not complaining.
You know what?
Let me say one thing.
You're helping me build a legacy.
Your emails are actually really, really good because talk about like things that we would talk about.
Yeah,
on our
they're
show.
Not all silly. I just talk about stuff. That's all it is. It's not.
Sometimes it can be a little.
No, it's not.
Okay. All of you are bullies.
I'm being bullied.
I just got promoted for being funny, and you're all fired.
You know what? If I was on Peanuts, I'd be the kid who always got the... I'd be Charlie Brown getting the blanket pulled out from under him, falling on his head.
We all aspire to be Charlie Brown, but in all honesty, we would be that kid that's always dirty.
That's Pigpen.
Every one of us would be that kid.
Yeah.
Dex would be Linus with the blanket.
Except for Matt. Matt would never be Pigpen. Because
you're too well kept.
One morning, man, we were running late for Comic-Con. I'm like, we gotta go. We gotta get on the train. Teo, we gotta go. And so he's like, okay. And he came out like 2.5 minutes later from the bathroom, and he had somehow managed to brush his teeth, shower, like he showered and just did everything, and his hair looked perfect. And I'm like, God, I hate you. Like I was just disheveled.
He walks out of the bathroom and just,
Some people have that knack for being able to do that.
You are the kid that's on the piano that everybody's in love with.
What's that kid's name?
He's just constantly blonde hair, just playing the piano.
The only reason I can do that is because I was in a band for so long.
That's okay.
And you have to do that every day.
I can't do anything that quickly.
No, man. Like, some people just have it. You have it, bro. You just have it.
You're fired.
I'm funny, man. I'm getting promoted.
Buck, Aaron, and Taylor.
I'm getting promoted. Wait, why did I get fired?
You got fired.
Oh, gosh.
Because you're a volunteer.
You need to go run laps.
That, you know what? That would be like you guys firing me right now. I mean, you know what, Buck? You're fired.
That's very
true. See, that's why I just want to point out that the article that we are referencing is using two different types of positions for the same thing.
Yeah.
So there is some sort of spin in this article. Obviously, they put he was fired for people to click on it. And then if you keep reading, it says he was a volunteer. So I'm like, what?
338-3700 if you'd like to call in, or 585-LIVE.
People are losing their minds on the live line.
Schroeder.
Totally. You're Schroeder.
Thank you, Live Line.
Hey, Dex, do you want to hold the football so I can go kick it and you can pull it away?
Somebody chimed in and said, dude, when I was in middle school, sixth grade to be exact, I used to ride the bus and this older guy would sit next to me and a friend and would bullying us, calling us names, making us say homosexual insults at us all day. Anyways, no one said anything and it was scary until one day the bus driver didn't show up and our substitute bus driver noticed how mean that guy was and he embarrassed him in front of the whole bus. After that, he didn't bother me again. What I'm trying to say is things like this work and help kids that are bullied.
They do. I wonder how much longer the substitute bus teacher got.
But that's hard. That's hard. That's
bullying stops bullying, basically.
That's why, dude, when I was a new parent, I struggled with the idea of spanking because basically it was like, we don't hit. And to teach Whap! You this lesson,
yep.
I'm going to hit you. You know what I mean? And granted, I'm more mature as a parent now and understand there's a definitive difference between hitting a child and spanking a child,
yeah.
correcting a child lovingly. I understand that, so we don't want to get into that whole conversation. But at the time, it just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Because at what age do you start doing that? Because, you know, a two-year-old's not going to understand, hey, we don't hit, whap. Like, yeah. it doesn't make sense. So that I hear what you're saying about bullying the bully to get him to stop, because that you're essentially doing what you don't want anybody else to do.
Right. That's why I think the whole... You punish the team for the one guy's thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why I think that's such an effective. It's like when what were we talking about?
What is this, socialism?
We were talking.
Thanks, Bernie.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we were talking about something the other day where, oh gosh, Steve-O, you completely train wrecked it.
Oh, no.
Good grief.
You're talking about punishing the whole team. That's why we punish the whole team and not just the
individual.
You
win as a team, you lose as a team.
You win as a team, you lose as a
team. You
know,
if he would have done that, honestly, probably wouldn't have had a problem.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because he made his own kids run.
He would.
Two of his own kids are on the team, so.
It would have taught teamwork. We talked about something the other day where one of your kids was getting bullied? And we said he needed to confront him, but he needed to confront him with his friends.
Yes.
Like all of his friends needed to do it.
That was on. Yeah. Yes.
That was one of the things. Mm-hmm. And the reason was is because if a bully is made to know that they are the isolated bully, that this isn't what everybody else is doing, that it's really just them, in the long run, it makes them think about that more. Because then they're like, because nobody wants to be a bad guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, a very small percentage of people want to be a bad guy.
Right.
You know, so a lot of times if they're confronted with by many people, it has more of an effect. That's why I think if he would have punished the entire team, like you said, Buck, this wouldn't have even been a thing.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is what we were talking about the other day. So here's where it comes into definitions of bullying. We talk about bullying. We're talking about the fact that there's a child on my son's team who loves ruining things, loves ruining movies or TV shows or anything.
He's a spoiler.
And if he finds out that you haven't watched something yet, he will purposely tell you the ending. And he's got this like conniving look on his face. So we're talking about, because so many people on the team are like, that stinks. Mm-hmm. I don't want to watch that now because there's no point. And so we were talking about confronting that kid altogether, like having the kids, because they don't like it, but he keeps doing it. So, but is that bullying or is that him just being bratty?
So let me,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, let me ask you guys a question.
Talk to us.
In all seriousness, if you could think of an era in the history
What's your favorite decade?
In the United States, a decade. We're not playing that game. What do you think people would say would probably be the purest, most civil, law-abiding, you know, it's like, you just think of it, it's like...
On the Ark.
That's,
I'm just kidding.
That's America.
There were four
humans. That's a great period in American history.
The 80s.
What?
The 80s.
You mean the 80s where everybody was like drugged out of their mind?
This question is for Steve-O and Tao.
Okay.
Like seriously, what is it like? Is it like the Leave It to Beaver era, like in the 50s?
No.
Man, I don't know.
Is it the 40s?
Look at the.
Well, see, because then you look at. If you
Racism
look at,
back then was.
Right. Or if you. I mean, anything. You could even look at Rebel Without a Cause with James Dean. There was bullying, quote unquote, going on then. Because
don't call me chicken.
You had the greasers. Yeah. You had the. Yeah. And so it was like, there's always. Been well, little it clicks.
It seems to me like whenever you talk to your grandparents, or if your grandparents are still around, or if you ever did talk to your grandparents, you would talk to them about how they were punished, and they weren't punished much, but it was severe punishment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like now they would be arrested for abusing, abuse. Mm-hmm. But like severe, like my papaw, if I ever would get in trouble, then there would be the inevitable story about how he was punished when he was a kid, and it was horrifying.
Yeah, they'd go pick a switch and...
Well, I got that.
It was worse than that.
That was... It was like terrible stuff.
Wow.
Like beating, basically. Yeah. My dad would, beat me, basically, is what I would hear. So I don't know, like... Because you could... Then it's like, is that the purest form of punishment? Is beating the snot out of a kid? Because I don't want that. I'm not going to do that to Johnny.
What do you say?
I don't know. I mean, because when you look at American history and people, you know, you have like the Leave It to Beaver family, mm-hmm. and they say that was ideal living back in the 50s.
No, it was a TV show.
Yeah, I know right. it was a TV show, but I mean, right. generally, when you talk to people about the 50s, yeah. I mean, if obviously you take the racism out, because, you know, obviously that's...
Oh, that's not bullying?
A giant monster.
Buck just said he's a racist.
Hey, Trump.
I just have to keep talking,
and
Dex will take over for me there.
Now, let's back up for a second, because I think you just said something
derailing.
Really important.
You're derailing.
It's okay. not my fault. Let's excuse racism for a minute.
I'm not talking about excusing racism.
It has nothing to do with bullying at all.
My point is, you look at the culture of America, whether it was, you know, African American, whether it was, you know, Caucasian, right. back in the 50s, the 40s, you know, people would say that they generally had a peaceful life, you know, a peaceful living. And the bullying wasn't a thing. You know, it wasn't really a thing back then, you know, and it's just something that's progressed and progressed and progressed and progressed.
Is it because we're spoiling children?
I honestly...
Because we're taking
okay,
away the authority of every...
I'm going to say this, and I'm not by any means condoning bullying, okay? And I've said this for years.
Yeah.
This country is getting softer and softer and softer, okay?
Just say you're voting for Trump?
No. I absolutely did not say that.
I think Trump said that.
God. You can't say that on this station.
I think you just stole his speech.
I absolutely did not. I did not say that.
Guess what? This is what we need to do. Let's let Steve-O talk to himself for the next 30 minutes and get it out of his system, and then we'll carry on with the conversation.
So, my point is, you know, you just see this continuing saga of the country getting softer and softer and softer is yeah. concerning, more politically correct. Mm-hmm. You can't say this, you can't do that. I mean, you know, you have kids doing jump rope with imaginary jump ropes now.
Yeah.
You know, because yeah. they want yeah. everybody to be equal. And let's face it, folks, everybody's not equal. Okay? It's not.
Huh?
They're not. What are you?
No, it's true. He's not wrong.
Athletically.
Right.
Okay? People say you can be anything you want to be. It's totally not true. Yeah, right. Because if that were the case, I would be the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs for the past 15 years, and I would have won 14 Super Bowls, right. except That's for amazing. My rookie season.
Yeah. Go back to the original question that you threw out. What was the question that you said?
If you think about American culture,
yeah.
you know, which decade or decades was everybody fairly happy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it the 40s, was it the 50s? Bullying wasn't really a thing.
Hmm. Well, you went to school in the 80s. I mean, when did you
totally bullied?
Really?
Well, big time.
Oh, of course. I agree with you, and I disagree. Because any literature, I mean, go back and read any of Mark Twain's stuff. There's always a bully in the
sure,
book. There's always a bully.
Absolutely.
Well, okay. Bullying has always existed.
And absolutely.
This is my thing. Because I do understand, like, I agree with you. We are getting softer and softer.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, we look at that and then we say, well, I guess the right way to do it was the way we used to do it. Which I think is also the wrong way to look at it.
Sure.
Because the way we used to do it was severe.
Absolutely.
And extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, there's nothing wrong with trying to change it. It's just we have to be willing to say, okay, that's not the right method either. You know, you don't want kids walking around with invisible jump ropes in the name of equality. That's crazy.
Right.
Right.
But
or giving everybody on the team a trophy. Like,
yeah.
They're now it's not even like the championship
trophy. James Harrison,
literally.
I think, did the greatest thing with his kids, because James Harrison, the
Amen.
Linebacker,
yes.
they won trophies, you know, for losing, and he made them give them back.
Yep.
He's like, you didn't win those.
Yeah.
Right.
You didn't win.
You didn't
mm-hmm.
earn it.
And then
not everybody
time,
can win.
We right. don't want to go back to where we're like giving kids 14 lashes.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
like they did in school back in the
exactly.
day, which we know they did, because we can go back and read books and articles from
right.
the time period, and kids were getting lashes when they would get punished at school. You know, that's that's crazy.
Yeah.
Buck, before we go to break.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm so glad you're getting
yeah. to say
this.
So
Our
Megan,
girl Megan
from Rebel Donut, her
What's
daughter
up,
loves you.
Leah.
And I sent her a video message. I stopped in. It was her birthday, and Megan asked me to if I would
Aww.
Do like a little video message for her.
Well, say her name.
She's,
give
she's
her a shout.
Doll. What's up, Megan?
Leah. No,
late,
not
oh, Leah, sorry.
Yeah. Leah, her daughter is freaking out because you're on the radio, and which is cool because you're listening
sweetheart.
To us.
I think I sent her it's like an 8th or 10th birthday greeting or something.
Dude,
like that.
Dude, this is her first day back to school after being out for a couple weeks.
Glad
so,
you're
like,
feeling better.
Big deal. Glad, yeah. Good job, Leah.
All right. Phone line's open, 338-3700.
Leah, first day back to school, I want you to go up to the first kid you see and bully him because Buck's your hero, and he says we need bullying in school.
I absolutely did not say that.
Okay, good, because that's not what we're condoning.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Kim Campbell isn't tiptoeing around her stance on Donald Trump. The former prime minister, who also overhauled Canada's sexual assault laws during her time as justice minister in the early 90s, says unwanted kissing or genital grabbing is sexual assault, and it makes people feel unsafe. Trump has repeatedly told supporters the only way he will lose the election is if the system is rigged. Campbell says delegitimizing the results is destructive for democracy, and if Trump does lose, it could make Hillary Clinton's transition into office very difficult.
Without the media and without the press, Hillary Clinton would be nothing.
Evacuation orders have been issued for thousands of residents of low-lying areas in eastern North Carolina as the Tar River in Greenville continues to rise. The Tar River is expected to crest overnight.
Floodwaters are inundating some residential and commercial areas along the Tar River and threatening to overtake others. Some 15,000 people living in and around the city of Greenville were told to evacuate. The city's public information officer, Brock Letchworth, says about 60% have done so.
We certainly are not advising to stay there. The problem with that is not only are you putting your own lives at risk, you're also putting our public safety officials that may have to come and rescue you at risk as well.
For the second time this week, two missiles were fired at a U.S. Navy ship in the Red Sea.
DJ Dax. I have a Steve. I have an apple.
Apple Steve.
I have a tail. I have a pineapple. Pineapple tail.
Okay, not even on the beat.
Apple Steve. Pineapple tail. Tail, pineapple, apple Steve.
This is the new What Does the Fox Say song.
It is. That is.
Number one requested song on our show right now.
Tail, pineapple, apple Steve.
Thank you. Thank you for that request on the live line. Someone's daughter was singing that the other day. Welcome to the show. It is Thursday. Buck is hanging out with us for a little bit longer.
Yeah, I got to leave in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
8:39.
High today of 76 degrees. Sorry.
Traffic. It's your gig, man.
I know, but.
Let me see here.
You should have done that.
We got an accident at Lomas and Girard. You guys watch out for that this morning. And that's all that's showing up on our map. If it looks crazy outside and we don't talk about it, it's because our map's stupid. So you can always text us, 585-LIVE, or you can call us, 338-3700. That's your look at traffic.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Thank you, Steve-O.
Yeah, thank you, Steve-O. He's not paying attention. He's like,
I'm paying attention. He's looking at something. You're welcome? I don't know.
Let's see here.
He's looking at the wedding announcement for some reason.
Any live line stuff you want over before we move on, or you want to continue talking about this?
People are chiming in still. Somebody said every situation is different. If you're just joining us, we're talking about
your favorite
middle school football coach who was, quote, fired as a volunteer after he made an alleged bully on his team run laps. And so people freaked out. Somebody just chimed in and said every situation is different. I don't condone violence, but I was bullied, punched him in the nose, and was never bullied again. Is that the way it should always be handled? No. Maybe tell the bully what he's doing. He genuinely may think he's being funny. Maybe tell his parents. Telling teachers or their adults usually makes things worse because they won't always be around. Eventually, they will need to make the conscious decision not to continue this behavior. We don't need to do what we always did. But if what we did works, then why change it? I remember in middle school, I was bullied pretty regularly. And his mom was my social studies teacher. like super connected there. I tried telling my mom. Obviously, nothing was done. Then I got made fun of because I was the tattletale, because of course he found out because his mom was a teacher at the school, and it was horrible. And my mom, who was the most passive, sweet little Baptist lady, was like, you may have to confront him. Like, you may have to stand up to him. This kid could be your Goliath. And I'll never forget.
Did you throw a rock in his face?
Dude, finally being fed up enough, and I was by the stream, I picked up 5 smooth stones. But for real, my brother and I, like, we got picked on, especially, we lived in Las Vegas, New Mexico, in the middle school. Middle school's already tough. Now you factor in being like the 2 solo white kids in Las Vegas, New Mexico, where I'm not joking. When I lived there, there was a sign near Mora, New Mexico, which is just north of that, that said, go home gringos. Like, that was just as you entered the city. You know what I mean? So it wasn't as PC then as it is now. And so I'll never forget, we were regularly bullied until the day we stood up. Oh my gosh.
Seriously.
You're totally cheesifying this.
Come on, let's do it.
We had to stand up and be like, hey, shut up.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you going to make me? And we made him. And after that, actually, not long ago, we ran into him, and it's like totally cool, you know? Like,
yeah.
And that was it. We were just tired of getting picked on, so we had to stand up for ourselves. And yeah, we got into a physical altercation. Everybody got detention. And then after that, it was kind of like funny, I guess. I don't know why that was, but it's
kind of like that episode of Daredevil where Wilson Fisk and Frank Castle meet in prison, and they're talking, and then they fight. And he's like, okay, I'm going to get you out of here.
Dude, right?
Then they're kind of homies.
Then they're like friends. That happened more often than not. And it was like, why is that the case?
By the way, we don't talk about Daredevil.
Oh, sorry.
It's against the rules.
I didn't know that. Sorry, I don't work. I don't, you know what? You guys should fire me.
You're fired.
All right, yeah. See you later.
Okay.
Dude.
Go. You know what? Hey, you need to go run laps. Go. Go run laps. Three laps.
He's going to go build legacies.
Go build 3 legacies right now.
Go two buy legacies.
Two. Okay. 2 legacies.
And maybe a third, because my ride is really busted. So I will.
Bye, Buck. Hey,
do I hear 4? Do I hear 4?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
There goes Buck. He's fired.
He's not fired.
He's fired. Not what he did. He got fired.
Okay. Well, I mean, he did.
May the 4th.
Yeah. But then he built a legacy out of it.
Yeah.
Well. He did good things after that.
Someone said, is there a way to download the Apple Steve Pineapple Teo song? Well, yeah. Just give me $200. I'll send it your way. Just kidding.
That's a lot of cash.
Just kidding.
Cash.
I'll try to send it to you. Most requested song.
No, you can't just send it to someone.
Why can't I?
Because
it's my song.
Yeah, you're devaluing it.
Yeah,
we're gonna sell that. I'm gonna sell that song.
Should I put it up on iTunes?
No, I mean only if it goes towards the station.
I wouldn't say he's devaluing it. I'd say he's putting a lot of extra value.
Put it up on Spotify, Apple Music, make some royalties off that. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
So, Steve-O, correct me if I got this right, or not if I got this wrong. You said we stood up to the bully. Is that you and your brother junk him, or did your brother
No. Dude, we were 2 little dudes in a sea of people that bullied us. So, it was definitely not a, quote, fair fight. But, yeah. Me and my one brother, who were like the new kids in school, had to stand up to a plethora of I don't want to say the term jock, but yeah, it was us. And
hey, I'm not from here, but I keep hearing stories about that.
Yeah.
About that type of behavior out there. That's funny. Go home, gringos.
Yeah.
One last thing, in your opinion, since you're fresh out of Comic-Con, Joker versus Darkseid, do you think Joker can take him down?
No. Oh my gosh. You're like, hey, so here's the question. This god of this planet versus this dude that has terrible jokes and a gun.
Yeah, but he has gas.
Yeah, but he like...
He has like fart gas.
But Darkseid took down like the entire Justice League. Like the League could
hang up on yourself.
Hang up on yourself.
Hang up on yourself.
No.
Hang on yourself.
No! Gosh.
That's how it's done right there.
There, you know, there's. They say there are no stupid questions, but.
Steve-O, you weren't seen as weak, and you earned your respect with your fists. That's like a cool 80s movie moment.
No, dude, for real. And it wasn't like this crazy brawl. It was literally like a shoving match, and I think somebody got punched. And then it was like, okay, sorry, I won't bully you anymore.
Oh, man, people want that song, guys. Apple Steve. They want it. Teo. So good.
Teo, pineapple, apple Steve.
See, I had a different experience with bullying.
Yes. Straight up.
Okay. Because I got bullied a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, did you? Yeah. Straight up. It was different. I wasn't bullied because I was white. I grew up in a primarily white school.
That would have been odd.
I got bullied. Everybody said I was gay because I didn't like to go hunting or pick up trucks.
Or sports. Yeah.
Was your hair really cool like it is now?
Yeah.
Because usually the kids that have really
let
nice
him
hair,
tell a story.
I'm just,
for real though. I got bullied a lot.
Yeah.
Billy Don Hall and Mark Enloe.
Well, he just called him out.
Yeah. And
call him out, man.
The reason I can call him out is because I don't care anymore. And that was kind of the tactic I employed. I was a little kid, and I didn't have a brother to help out.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like, well, if I try to challenge these guys to a fight,
right,
I'm going to get the fool knocked out of me and embarrassed even more. And bullied even more.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say we won.
So the thing with me was, I just ignored it.
Yeah.
You know? And not, like, suppressed it, because I definitely, like, I talked to my parents about it. I just hung out with a different crowd. I didn't go around them a lot. And then straight up, I just left it all behind.
What did your parents say? Did they handle the situation at all, or did they just try to encourage you?
It was kind of like, hey, if you feel like you need to stand up to them, then stand up to them. But my parents were really good about saying, but here's the thing. They're not going to matter in a few years.
Yeah.
And then they were also really good at saying, and that's not, as Christians and as a lot, like, that's not how we handle situations.
Right.
We don't go in there guns blazing. We don't go in there to pick a fight. That's not what we do.
Yeah.
I think that's why I connected with Spider-Man so much in the comics. Because you had Peter Parker, who was a nerd, who got picked on and stuff. And then he got these awesome powers. And then he didn't become some kind of jerk picking on everybody back.
Yeah.
You know? He did like... It's showcased best, which is why I loved Civil War so much. It's showcased best with the scene between Tom Holland, Peter Parker, and Robert Downey Jr., Tony Stark, where he talks about, you know, I didn't play sports before I got these powers. I can't just go play sports now. Mm-hmm. And he says, I do what I do for the little guy, to stand up for the little guy. And that's what I loved about Spider-Man. That's why I connected with it. So I didn't fight back. I didn't do that. I just ignored it. And did something else.
Yeah.
And invested my time in other people and didn't hang out with that crowd. And then when college came, I found more friends who, you know, I fit in with. And we started a band and I got to live a completely different life than Mark Enloe or Billy Don Hall, who they did what they, whatever it is they did. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I saw one of them at a buddy's wedding, and it seemed like they were doing pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely the way to look at it.
That's why I say, like, that's not always the answer.
Yeah.
And I guess for some people in some situations, it is. And to our live line person that said, why would we fix something that's not broken? The problem with that is there are different methods that aren't broken.
Right.
So you can't just throw it out like this is the only way that works, because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've had a pretty good life and moved on and done really cool things that not a lot of people have gotten to do.
Yeah, and I think if you're the type of person like, you know, you, Teo, which you could move on from that, that's awesome. But I think there's some kids out there, some people, I think they have to face it. You know, they have to, or it'll eat them up inside. You know, we see it a lot with kids that commit suicide all the time, you know, because they bottle it up, or you see it, they go into a school with a gun because
which is ridiculous.
They let that anger build up.
That's just an aggravated form of violence.
Right.
You know, there's just so many other ways to do that. And I would say even different ways than fighting back. Straight up. I mean, it's straight up. I got bullied. I got called gay all the time because I liked different things.
I was a theater kid in high school, so I hear you.
and it was just, you know, it was just that's the way that life is when you're growing up. People, and it's crazy how it just flows into adulthood. It just manifests itself in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the funniest ways it manifests itself is through politics. We fear what is different, and we refuse to even look at the other side.
Right. Or religion, because when we were in New York, we had a phenomenal lunch with David Levin. He is a friend of ours, and he works for Wise Brother Media, where we get a lot of our interviews from. He's like a quota booking agent, if you will. He's Jewish, but he's not Hasidic. It's more like by culture. He grew up, his family is Jewish. He said he would consider himself more like Woody Allen Jewish. You know what I mean? Because he talks like this, and really, hey guys, David here. Yeah. And we went to lunch, and we had a great conversation about Jesus and about religion in general. And it was because we were able to communicate as adults instead of saying, well, you're an idiot because you, you know, crucified our Savior, whatever. Like, seriously, we had this phenomenal conversation. Yeah. We had lunch. We got to hang out in Manhattan. And it was just like, this is lovely, being able to talk as
he
adults.
He bought us lunch.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And he knows we are believers in Jesus Christ. And he knows our value. He knows where we stand. But he said that was one of the things he loved about our show, was the fact that we are accepting of other human beings. Even, yes, actors that we interview who don't have the best, quote, track records or whatever, but we still treat them like human beings. Mm-hmm. And so... yeah. I think a lot of times we can do that with politics, and as Christians we can do that. We can look down on other people, other cultures, other religions, just because of what we were taught. And if we just were able to open up and have a conversation with them and show them the love of Jesus, maybe in turn they would see what's different about us, and they would be drawn to Christ.
Amen.
Just bringing it back, guys. Just bringing it back.
That was good.
Someone on the live line said, Teo, did people bully you by making funny songs about you and your friend Steve?
All the time.
Apple Steve, pineapple Teo.
Yeah.
Teo, pineapple, apple Steve.
Daniel, if you could put that as a ringtone on the website, thousands of people wanting that as a ringtone.
That was pastor count. That's really four people so
4,
far,
not
including the women or children.
It's about 4,000.
That's just the men. That's right.
Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
How you doing?
Pretty good. I was just going to go back to what y'all were saying about the bullying.
Yeah.
If that's okay.
Of course.
So Teo was saying that that his way of dealing with bullying when he was younger was suppressing it. Well, and I would say for a lot of kids in today's generation that suppressing it would just lead to flaunting it on social media where it could cause even more issues.
Here's the thing, dude. I said I didn't suppress it.
Yeah.
What I did is I dealt with it. Like, I didn't fight back.
He had a secure identity.
Yeah. I talked to my parents about it. I talked to my actual friends about it, and then I let it go. That's not suppressing it.
For sure. I apologize. I must have taken it in the wrong context.
Oh, that's okay.
But, yeah, I would say definitely doing it that way is the more healthy way of going about it, or even taking the emotions that you get from being bullying and then using it in a positive way to create something from it. Amen. So I know a lot of people that have had issues with bullying, myself being one of them when I was younger. We would go, if you're not into sports or anything like that, a lot of people would go to like wood shop and make something, you know, and just go out and like make something of yourself regardless of what other people say about you, because everybody has special talents and everybody has a special way about them that, you know, if people are holding them down, show them that you are worth what your parents say you are, what your friends say you are, rather than holding that emotion in, because you can always find something good about you regardless of your situation, regardless if you have a bad past, regardless if, you know, people say negative things about you, there's always something positive that you can become. You know
exactly
what I mean?
Exactly right. Yeah.
Love it, man. Thank you so much.
Where are you from?
Alabama. Your old buddy Schuyler.
That's what I thought.
Beautiful.
Yeah, roll tide.
I love you. You're bullying me when you say that.
Man, I'll never forget. This is a story I could share. You know, going to a new school.
Yeah.
It was hard for me because, you know, when you're at lunch and you're trying to figure out where you're going to sit, you look around the cafeteria and you see you got the jocks, you know, you have all the different, you got the goths, you know, you have all these different, you know, tables that you go to. And
the
cliques. Then you think, man, I don't fit into any of these tables. So I ended up going into the computer class. And do you guys remember the Oregon Trail?
Of course. Yeah.
I would sit down and play the Oregon Trail.
You'd ford that river, wouldn't you?
With the nerds. I would. For hours.
Oh, the nerds. Waited.
For hours. Until my mom came to school, and she ended up putting a grilled cheese sandwich in the computer. It was an Apple computer.
Wait,
and
what?
I'll never forget.
Is this a movie?
What?
Am I missing out on
what movie is this?
What was that?
Okay.
Is that the Goldbergs?
Wait, is this a new episode?
Gosh.
Did you just ruin something for me?
That happened to me! Somebody in Socorro just chimed in and said, I got bullied in school too. And then I met this older person. He had me cleaning all the time, doing a bunch of random things. Wax on, wax off.
Dude, you're so awesome!
I forgot to tell you, Dex.
What?
Guess who I saw at Comic-Con?
Who?
Beverly
Goldberg.
Yeah!
No, the daughter.
Not the daughter. The daughter's friend. Barry's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
She was there.
What was she there for?
Another show. It was some Cartoon Network show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Sorry, they were just hanging out. Just hanging.
It was cool.
Somebody chimed in from Modesto, said I was bullied a lot growing up, was homeschooled, white, growing up in the South Valley, male figure skater.
Beautiful.
For me, it taught me to rely on God for my identity and has helped me to be able to relate to those that are, quote, outcasts now. I think that's it. Finding your identity in Christ and not worrying about what bullies say about you goes a very long way.
All right. We have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Attention station employees. You are no longer allowed to wear clown makeup to station meetings unless you make balloon animals. Thank you.
Dex, Steve-O, and Taya.
I'm psyching myself up.
The Morning Evasion on Star 88.
Good morning.
Good morning.
9:04 on this glorious morning.
High today, 1,000.
Traffic.
Got an accident, Paseo del Norte at San Pedro Drive. Also another one, I-40 East at Louisiana, and the shoulder is blocked. Lots of road construction all around the city. That's your look at traffic.
That's what you get.
Beautiful.
Baby metal.
Okay.
Hmm. Oh, thank you for chiming in on the live line. It's been exploding, just blowing up this morning.
Boom.
Love it. Just talking about getting bullied. And, you know, teachers, coaches, they have it so tough right now.
Yeah, they
do. It's so different than when it, you know, like what we were talking about earlier, you know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It's a different time we live in right now. So they got it tough.
Dex.
Talk to me.
I got to confront you.
Confront.
Play the intervention music if you can get to it real quick.
I always can get to it real quick.
We're doing confrontations on a bullying
day? Well, we just got a live line message from a listener who was sort of bullied by the Book and Dex show.
No kid.
I got made fun of in school because of my voice. I've got a pretty deep voice, and one time I called into Buck and Dex's old show when they were doing Make Your Own Holiday. They heard my voice and said nope and hung up.
Oh.
And one of them said he was probably going to make it put the lotion on the skin day.
That's Buck.
And I was a little hurt, but I got over it and laughed it off.
Listen, whoever that was that wrote in.
Are you sure it wasn't you?
No. Well, here, listen. I'm sorry. Let me try to put some context into.
Get in there.
What he's talking about.
Get in the...
Nah.
Get
all right?
Nah.
We used to have a lot of people that would call our show mm-hmm. and try to be a character mm-hmm. or try to even call in and be funny, and they weren't. And I'm sorry if you called in and you... Maybe your voice was a little different than the average caller, and I'm sure Buck probably said, nope, hang up. It was Buck. In fact, I know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
But I will take responsibility.
Way to pass the buck.
I will take responsibility for Buck being the bully. Because that's the kind of guy.
Beautiful. It's very sweet of
Let
you
Let me say
to
it again, because that's the type of guy I am.
Man. Here's what's sad. We've gotten a few people chiming in on the live line talking about being bullied, and it's usually for their faith. Yeah. You know, my brother was bullied for his faith in the locker room because he would bring his Bible to read before practice and games. It went so far that someone grabbed him by the throat. But my brother didn't do anything back to the person and displayed Christ every time these people bullied him.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you, Albuquerque. Somebody else chimed in and said, what about being an outcast from your own family? Being a Christian and native is tough.
Dude, I can't imagine.
No. Always facing ridicule, opposition during family gatherings because you decided to follow Jesus and not tradition really pushes you to the outside. Yeah we don't even... Oh, man.
We got nothing for that.
Right. Yeah, we can't even fathom. Because it's very true. I remember I used to work at, it was called Quantic Broadcast Corporation, a rad little Native American, I don't want to say radio station. They were in charge of producing a couple national Native shows, Native America Calling and National Native News. Shout out to my girl, Toni Gonzalez. She was my my anchor. And I was the Christian white male, you know. And I was the only white dude there. Everybody else was Native American from different tribes. And my girl Toni was the only other believer in the building. And it was very interesting. It was very interesting. I remember one time we all sat down for a meal together, like as a team. And one thing that was very cool is they were very respectful in that I got to pray. Like they asked if I would like to give thanks and pray over this one meal we had as a team. And of course, they still gave thanks in their way as well. But it was... It was very cool of them to allow me to give thanks to
respect
Jesus.
You
and, yeah.
For your beliefs. That's cool.
But man, yeah, that would be very, very difficult.
Yeah, especially in school, you know, as a kid to stand up, just, you know, hearing about the kid who would show up with his Bible and he'd get bullied. That's courageous. You know, man,
I think the plot of Courageous was a little different. Wasn't that about like a policeman or something?
That's not what I was talking about.
Oh, my bad.
So good.
Oh man. 585 live. 585-5483. There we go. All right.
Somebody just chimed in and said there's no accident on Paseo in San Pedro.
Good.
Good.
Yeah. All right, coming up here around 9:30, we have a letter to get to, but let's knock out some of these headlines.
A study has proven that being a dad is more fun than being a mom. Let's dive on in. I don't think we even needed a study to tell us this, but, you know, why not? A new study out of the University of Minnesota just found that dads get more of the fun parenting jobs, playing with the kids, for example. Moms have more of the horrible soul-crushing jobs, you know, like... Yeah. Having the babies and then cleaning up after them.
Driving them around.
Pretty much just being the life source of the baby
Laundry.
At all times.
Mm.
It's just
changing the diapers.
The researchers say that makes moms, quote, less happy, more stressed, and more fatigued than dads. Have a great weekend, moms!
Now listen, guys, who are about ready to text in, dads out there who do their part or even maybe do all of it or the majority of the work. That's great. Good for you. Good for you. Stepping up.
Good for you.
But I would say the woman, definitely. The mom. Yeah. I'm Disneyland dad. That's me.
That's beautiful.
Disneyland dad.
My wife calls me a Disneyland dad.
I don't even know what that means.
Hey, at least your wife calls you, am I right?
All about having fun. Kids, they always want to hang out with me because it's all just fun and games with dad. Mom's always having to discipline and get serious at times.
So what's it like having a wife that actually runs the family?
It's beautiful. It's fun.
Disneyland dad.
I get to have the time of my life
Disneyland
all the time.
Dad. Maybe go back and read some Corinthians or something. I don't know.
Let me write that down. What was that again?
What did Chrissy just say?
Chrissy's just
I'd love
okay.
To hear
cool.
What,
cool.
Her thoughts.
Oh man. Yeah. Oh. No, actually, she was very happy I was home because I have three sons. One of them is going to be a teenager on Sunday. And so while I was away, the preteens, yeah, it wasn't necessarily the best without dad around. Because I am definitely the disciplinarian of the home.
And I am too. I am too. Mm-hmm. I throw down.
Yeah, sure. Sure, sure.
Random facts for Thursday.
Ooh, I get to play it.
You throw
and
down
now,
the dice.
It's time for
random
facts.
1, 2, 3,
brushing your teeth didn't take off in the United States until after World War II.
Wow.
When soldiers came home and brought the habit home with them.
That's real?
That's real. I guess.
What would we do before
Dex
then?
Dex could have made that up.
I didn't make it up, guys. It's from the internet.
And that is why the 40s are my favorite decade.
Okay. The post-it note was invented by accident by a scientist at 3M. Or was this supposed to be 3AM?
No, 3M was the company that creates post-it notes,
okay,
right?
Okay, 3M, who was actually trying to create a really strong adhesive. Even the yellow color was by accident. The lab next door only had a yellow scrap paper for them to use, and he made post-it notes. Legit.
What was the movie where the guy said he invented post-it notes?
Oh, I don't know.
What was that movie?
I think it was Courageous.
Yes, it was. It was Courageous.
Axe body spray is called Lynx in England, Ireland, Australia, China, and New Zealand because of trademark issues. And number four, there's only one wild jaguar in the entire United States. He lives in the Santa Rita Mountains near Tucson, Arizona. Only one. One wild jaguar.
That's crazy.
The rest of them are in zoos, chilling. Giant.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Random
facts.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to do four from now on.
Well, that's great.
Yep.
What happens if he has five?
It's fine.
He made another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5!
No, I'll just be four. It's fine.
I'll just interject the five. I'm good at interjecting when I don't need to.
Science has given us another reason for something else. French fries are one of the world's most delicious foods.
Really?
Unless they're cold.
Yeah, right?
I
hear that.
Then they taste like salty drywall, which Gross. Is pretty good if you're in a pinch. Why does that happen? A chemistry professor from American University in Washington, D.C. Wait. There's a university in Washington, D.C. called American University? That's awesome. Anyway, finally has the answer for you. It all has to do with the starch in the potatoes.
Mm.
When French fries are hot, the starch inside is retaining water, which makes them taste great.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But once they cool down, that water evaporates, and the taste goes with
it. Oh, which is probably why if you try and reheat...
They're not as good.
French fries are not as good, yeah.
Huh! Neato!
Science!
And speaking of tasty treats, what are the worst Halloween candies to get when you're trick-or-treating?
Dude, I'm going to...
I feel like this could be a topic of the day.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, go ahead.
Those Necco wafers.
Oh, you're crazy.
What about you?
You don't like the clover? I thought of one right away, and then I was like, oh, I'm going to get... I hate candy corn. Like those...
I love
Chrissy
candy
loves
corn.
Those, like, pumpkin... candies,
oh,
but it's
yeah.
just basically like, huh, I'm just going to take a
wax?
Giant bite of wax sugar.
Pumpkin wax.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm. All day, bro. Especially if they're hard. Like, just, ah. Oh.
Yeah.
And I eat candy corn. Do you guys eat it by color, or do you just eat a candy corn?
There is no racial division with my
Oh, okay. Well,
okay.
I eat it in layers.
I don't eat candy corn.
White goes first. And then, what is it? Yellow, and then orange.
What are those?
You should go see a therapist.
Probably so. My dad likes those. It's the candies, and they're in either an orange wrapper or a black wrapper, and they're just little like...
Oh, yeah, like taffy?
Peanut butter taffy.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good.
Those
Gross.
Are horrible.
They are awful.
Those
Thank
are the,
you.
In my opinion,
I am with you.
That's the worst.
Those are terrible.
But this survey says candy buttons, Smarties, which I heavily disagree with.
Yeah, I had super disagree.
And Necco wafers.
Told you.
No way. No way.
It's like you might have seen it before.
Well, that's
I read
weird.
It.
It's almost as if you wrote this.
What's yeah. your guys' favorite?
Oh, my gosh. The Willy Wonka fun pack. It's got... oh, man. Hey, I can go specifics
like
on candy
you,
all day
you
long.
You dip, like the dip...
No!
Oh, wait. What am
no,
I thinking
he's
of?
Talking
fun
about
dip.
That's fun,
fun
dip.
Dip. Okay.
He's talking about the, like, just package that's got, like, the
runts,
sprees and
sprees.
Runts. And, yeah.
All
he wants
that.
All of them.
Gobstoppers.
That's not one candy,
the fun
though.
Fun pack.
Bottle caps.
My favorite was, when I was a kid growing up, if you found that house that gave full candy bars, they were king.
Yeah, I know like, where
Like, that
go.
Was it. It was like, I just got a full-size Snickers bar. Not this fun size junk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the neighborhood where they give those out.
Is it Tanawan?
No.
Okay.
When
it's
kids
not,
come to
it's
our
not
door.
The neighborhood you think.
I grew up in Four Hills, bro.
Okay. But there's a lot of like the rich neighborhoods you think they'd give out really good candy. Those
yeah.
are usually the worst.
Mm, that's why they're so rich.
They're
exactly. frugal.
Or they're old.
They're smart with their money.
They're old. They're like, you can each have one.
Yeah.
Here you go.
No, that's called being smart with your and
nah.
wise.
Yeah.
Stay away from
finances.
The rich neighborhoods.
How?
Call the league.
Wow.
when kids come to our door, I just give them the trash and say, will you go put that in the dumpster?
Dude.
Thank you. And shut the door.
Live line chiming in. Somebody said dots are the worst.
That's not what they said, but that's
Laffy Taffy, also the worst.
No, I like Laffy Taffy. Somebody plus, it's got great jokes.
Romy and Michelle's high school reunion is where they said they invented Post-it notes.
Glad
you guys were thinking of that film.
Taffy, just regular old taffy. I think I hate when I get that in the Halloween bag.
Wait, like bit of honey or like
no,
what?
I like bit of honey, but just like the
bit of honey. Blah.
Why you guys you don't like bit of honey?
Bit of honeys are
anything
step.
That gets stuck in your teeth, like milk duds.
You gotta suck on it. You don't just bite into it.
No, you're the worst.
You're the worst.
You're the worst. All of us are the worst.
I like Werther Originals. Werther Originals.
I didn't realize that you were 65, but that's incredible. Answer the phone.
It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. I had to. Candyman.
Let's hear it.
I got to agree with Mateo on those black and orange wrappers. I promise you, dude, I was...
Glad you called in.
Those are the worst. And my favorites are... those little clear packages, and they have, like, the banana, the cherry, the apple, and they're... You know what I'm talking about? They're little hard candies, so
yeah,
they're chewy.
Runts.
Those are runts.
Chewy?
Yes. Those are so good, because if you just keep them in your mouth just for, like, a minute, and then you take one little bite, they just dissolve in your mouth. God, that's good stuff. Can't wait for Halloween. I'm going
trick-or-treating.
My kids are
cool. Yeah, my kids, they keep an extra bag for Leslie and I. Like, Landon will carry two bags.
That's good fantastic. Stuff, man. Can't milk duds, I hate milk duds.
They're the worst, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, the problem is, we still have a lot of holdover from the Great Depression, and I'm convinced that that's where a lot of these candies come from.
Must be. Because you get those Skittles that break your teeth, and you're like, how old?
Leslie got razor blades when she was little.
Shut up. Are you serious? That's real.
I wasn't there. She said she got a razor blade.
I wasn't there.
She did not.
I have...
Ask her.
When I was a kid, I was terrified of stuff like that, though. I would take little nibbles because I was always scared that it was either going to be poisoned or razor blades. And
no, there was... She told me the story. There was a big news thing that broke when she was little. There was a neighbor poisoning kids and throwing razor blades.
Gosh.
In with the Halloween candy. That was real life.
So you guys want to go back to that generation then? Yeah, when it was like safe and there was no bullying? They were just putting razor blades in our candy? Yeah.
Razor blades.
Cool, man.
Got to check your candy, parents. Check the candy.
Somebody on the live line, I want to read it exactly how it's stated. The candy that spiked with drugs aren't very good.
Okay.
Enough said.
Can I mention
one
more thing? Can I just do a little PSA to all the parents out there?
Make it happen.
Please, this Halloween, do not be that parent that makes their kids, after they get done, walking around the neighborhoods, getting their candy.
I'm going to fire you if you say
if you make your kids sit down and then dump out the candy in the middle of the floor.
Uh-huh.
And then divide it equally.
Oh, wait, that's not what I was going to say.
I think you're a bad parent.
Divide it equally, like among the children?
Yeah.
No,
yeah. Don't do that as a parent.
We don't do that.
Don't do that because
we just make them take it all out and then we take our share called the parent tax. Yeah. Like, cool, man.
I like
from you? Okay, I'm going to take some of the parent tax. All right.
See that? I think I'm going to do that because usually it's just a rule in the house that we can go into your bag of candy anytime.
Of course. Well, we still do that as well. I mean, come on. You haven't gotten the cool parent rule book, man. There's so many things we do.
If you could slide that my way.
Yeah.
Just slide it on over.
It's a hot topic. We'll pick it back up closer to Halloween.
I got some random facts about dreams that I need to read.
And now it's time for...
Random dreams. Facts.
1, 2, 3,
there are 5 of these. The average American spends just over 2 hours a night dreaming. Over a lifetime, that adds up to about 6.5 years. The most common dream for women, being chased. Which, by the way...
Did you get chased the
other night? Speaking of being a woman, last night, the dream I had, it was ultimate 80s dream. Check this out.
Was Mr. Miyagi in it?
No. But it featured highlights including Freddy Krueger, Children of the Corn,
Whoa.
Let's see. Terminator 2.
People Under the Stairs.
Like an army of robots and the Goonies. Because me and this little group of friends were trying to get away from the army of robots that was coming because Freddy Krueger had told us they were on the way. And to do that, we had to run into the corn where there was this group of weird cultists that would probably kill you and give you to the robots.
What did you eat or watch before that?
I don't know, man.
I wish
it was
jump
awesome.
Inside your brain, man.
I had. It was a really fun dream. It was like a mystery, so the whole time it felt like Stranger Things.
Wow.
It was awesome. I woke up going, man, that was cool.
That's really cool.
It wasn't ever too scary. You know, it was just on that border right
there. You don't like scary stuff.
I had a blast. Woo! 83% of men... not that one. 11% of us dream in black and white.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think I do.
7% of people experience smells in their sleep. Weird.
I'm sure Leslie
Have you ever
does.
Felt pain? Like if you've got... I've gotten stabbed in my dreams and I've actually felt it. Have you ever...
Yeah. And yeah. then woke up to found and found,
found
that
the cat.
It was beans.
Yeah, yeah, something...
Oh, beans!
Something happened.
You rascal! Let's see. Yeah, 7% of people experience smells in their sleep. 6% experience taste.
Ooh, weird.
Let me ask you guys this. Have you guys ever reversed, like, do you lucid dream? Have you ever lucid, and that's where you realize within the dream that you are dreaming and you can change it. Because it's not common.
I can't change it necessarily.
I can. When I was a kid, I had a recurring dream of Jason Voorhees chasing me up to a cliff's edge and then me turning around and him basically either pushing me off or starting to, you know, like kill me or whatever. And I would wake up,
Yeah.
And then one night, he chased me up to the cliff and I turned around to face him and he was walking up to me and I said, wait a second, this is a dream and you're not real. And when that happened, he went, and the entire dream changed.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, yeah!
That's awesome.
And ever since then, I've been able to, like, tell myself, oh, this is a dream. I think that's why I enjoyed my dream last night so much, because I realized, I was like, this is an awesome dream!
That's cool.
Somebody chimed in from Grants and said, being a woman, I always dreamed that I'm in high school again and can't remember the combination. 39 now.
Ah. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
No, that's the worst.
That'd be...
Reoccurring dreams. somebody else chimed in talking about candies and said, I hate it when the chocolate candy absorbs the flavor of the fruity candies. I couldn't agree more. You know, when you're like, I'm going to have a Skittle, M&M Skittle. It like has like this chocolate overtone or vice versa.
I love Skittles.
Yep. Weird.
Even the old
Weird.
Ones. I agree. Whoppers are the worst.
I like Whoppers.
I'm not a fan.
I would take those over Milk Duds any day of the week.
Milk Duds are fine.
No, they're... Oh, anything that gets stuck in your teeth, like the bit of honey, like you're saying, the taffy, any of that, just can't do it. So gross. Which is odd, because in middle school, the Big Hunk was probably my jam. Ugh. Do you remember that thing?
The white
was like,
bar?
Yeah, it was huge, and it had peanuts in it, and you're just not like, it's my jam.
Go to break.
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know what I said.
I just changed this dream.
Oh, that's good. You're not dreaming. You're actually at work.
This is a neat dream. It's boring.
What about the whatchamacallit?
What? Is that a candy bar?
Never had one?
I guess not.
A whatchamacallit?
They're okay.
I love those. They still have them. They're great. I recommend them.
Okay. Man, I got a story, but we're almost out of show.
Oh, you got a story?
I got a really good one.
All right.
Talking about this culture and bullying and, yeah.
Well, we could do that. We could do our letter, or we could save that for tomorrow. We could save the letter for tomorrow. What do you want?
We could save the letter for tomorrow.
Yeah, we could save this for tomorrow. I mean, I don't know.
Hey, man, it's your show. You tell me.
Okay.
Come on. Come on.
It's our show. We are a unit.
You tell me. What do you want to do? Is this a good...
It's like a work marriage, okay?
Read the headline.
All in. A Portland bakery on Wyatt named an Oreo cupcake Mr. President.
All right, we're going to do that. Be right back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88. Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
Kim Campbell isn't tiptoeing around her stance on Donald Trump. The former prime minister, who also overhauled Canada's sexual assault laws during her time as justice minister in the early 90s, says unwanted kissing or genital grabbing is sexual assault, and it makes people feel unsafe. Trump has repeatedly told supporters the only way he will lose the election is if the system is rigged. Campbell says delegitimizing the results is destructive for democracy, and if Trump does lose, it could make Hillary Clinton's transition into office very difficult.
Without the media and without the press, Hillary Clinton would be nothing.
Evacuation orders have been issued for thousands of residents of low-lying areas in eastern North Carolina as the Tar River in Greenville continues to rise. The Tar River is expected to crest overnight.
Floodwaters are inundating some residential and commercial areas along the Tar River and threatening to overtake others. Some 15,000 people living in and around the city of Greenville were told to evacuate. The city's public information officer, Brock Letchworth, says about 60% have done so.
We certainly are not advising to stay there. The problem with that is not only are you putting your own lives at risk, you're also putting our public safety officials that may have to come and rescue you at risk as well.
For the second time this week, two missiles were fired at a U.S. Navy ship in the Red Sea.
Good morning.
High today of 76 degrees. Traffic.
Let's see. Well, somebody on the live line said that there was no accident at Paseo in San Pedro, so I don't know what's going on. We do have an accident. Left lane's blocked, I-40 east at Louisiana. And a lot of road construction all around the city. You guys be careful. Have a great morning commute. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
My wife started watching Daredevil last night for the first time.
Yeah.
Looking forward to watching it over again.
Nice. Not for kids.
Nope.
Or adults.
What?
Or anyone, really. Sorry, I just hit a home run. I was covering the bases.
Whoa!
585 live. 585 live. Let's see. Before we get out of here today, Steve found a pretty interesting story.
I would almost like to tease it for tomorrow's show, because I believe this could be
a big topic. We could do it right now and tomorrow. We could pick it up early tomorrow morning.
Man, it's unreal. We're talking about our great nation and this time of sensitivity, and we were talking about bullying. Mentioned the football coach who was fired for making a kid run laps. Man. And how culturally sensitive we are and how PC we want to be. Well, this story just broke, and I thought it would be excellent to discuss. Because we talk about, as Christians, man, we are called to a very high standard of our tongue. Book of James talks about taming our tongue and the importance of it.
Yes, Steve.
But what happens when you mean no disrespect and say something? How far do we go to correct that if we did not have ill intent, or if we did not mean something derogatory, if we did not know, how far do we need to go as people to correct the mistake? That's what Angelica is asking right now. She's the owner of Fat Cupcake. She's got a couple shops, actually.
I think that is offensive towards fat people.
Okay. Gosh, dude. She's had a cupcake shop for 2 years, okay, in Oregon City. Okay. I want to say this right up front. Angelica Hayes is biracial. And I say that because a couple years ago in Oregon City, she created this new cupcake. It was an Oreo-based pastry. So black, white, and it was to her the cream of the crop of her pastry. So she wanted it to have a very, well, presidential name. She wanted to have like an executive type name. So when they opened up 2 years ago, she created this cupcake and called the cupcake Mr. President.
That is ignorant and racist.
Thank you, Cartman. That was 2 years ago. So for the last 2 years, she's been selling this cupcake, and it's her number one seller. It's called Mr. President.
What?
I know. And it wasn't until a month ago she opened a second location in southeast Portland.
What?
Okay. A Yelp reviewer accused Hayes of racism.
What?
Yeah, okay. Quote, very troubling. They were serving a cupcake called the Mr. President that had an Oreo cookie inside. When I tried to point out the racism implied, they claimed that our current president loves Oreos, end quote.
What?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through the story like this. Story was picked up by the Oregonian newspaper on Monday, went viral yesterday, much to Angelica's surprise. She had no idea that this was going to blow up like this, because as I mentioned, she's had this cupcake for 2 years. They reached out, Yahoo News reached out to Hayes to hear what went into her decision to make the name of this cupcake and how she feels about the attention. She said when she first opened her shop, she wanted to have some fun with the names of her creations rather than describe them simply as vanilla cupcake with strawberry or whatever. So she came up with names for every single one of her cupcakes, and it's
that
become
not good.
Okay. Part of what makes her shop stand out, she said. She said, quote, I was actually with a friend at my house and said, here we go. Let's name all these cupcakes. We did it fast because we were tired and all was well, end quote. A couple months later, they decided to create a white cupcake covered in cookies and cream frosting.
That is not the America I know!
Shut up! With an Oreo cookie baked in the middle. After they tasted it, she said, they were confident it would become her number one seller, so they wanted to give it a special name that would call attention to its exceptional quality. The first idea that occurred to her was Tuxedo. Because
No.
Right, so she didn't, because a lot of off-brand Oreos are called Tuxedos, but the store already had a suit and tie cupcake, so she didn't want it to be too close to that. So she thought of another job or position that you would hold where you would wear a very fancy suit. She recalled asking the staff. They said the very first thing was, dude, the Oval Office, obviously. So she came up with the name Mr. President. Mr. President Cupcake has been around for 2 years.
No.
And nothing.
No.
Her only thought a month ago was, this will represent how elite the president's office is. I never even considered or thought about it trying to refer to any specific president whatsoever. Obviously, after it debuted in Oregon City location nearly 2 years ago, it became a hit and the number one seller on the fat cupcake menu. After the fact, a customer informed her that President Obama's favorite cookies are well-known Oreos. Ooh. So she was very happy with that coincidence. So she would use that as another means to explain Mr. President. So then, of course, this last month in Portland, they opened another location, and all of a sudden, she is getting slammed all over social media because they are calling her a racist. Because an Oreo sometimes is used as a derogatory term for a black person who is either A, considered to have adopted white behaviors or values, or someone who is half black, half white.
Well, after finding that out, did she change the name?
Yes.
Good.
This last week, she changed her name to The Professional.
Good.
After the Yelp reviewer accused the shop of racism. I know you're saying good, but that's my big question. Should she have changed the name of this cupcake?
Yes.
Why?
No comment.
No, that's my thing. No comment. What does that mean?
I can't speak to this.
Why not?
I'm not black.
She is half black, half white. She herself, the owner of this establishment.
Right. So
she named it for a very particular reason.
Right, and I get it. I totally understand. And her being half black, half white, she can make that choice. For me,
no, but she said,
I don't know.
She said racism is something that never even crossed her mind. That term never even crossed her mind.
Exactly.
She'd never been called that in her life.
I get it. She didn't mean it to be racist.
Right.
She was coming from a good place. I totally get that. But knowing what Oreo stands for,
but that's not what it stands. Does that mean Oreo cookies need to change their name?
No, not at
all. Why not?
Not at
Somebody's all. Offended. That is a half black, half white cookie called the Oreo. Should they change their name?
What if the Oreo was called the Presidential?
What? Just is, because our current president? No, it's called Mr. President.
Mr.
Yeah.
President.
But it's called. It's because there's an Oreo baked into the center that they took offense, saying that the term Oreo was racist.
Right.
So then, should Oreos change their name?
Well, I don't think so, because they're not basing it on the president.
Right. Barack Obama, who happens to be half white, half black.
No, but the derogatory term is Oreo. That's what I'm saying. The reason this reviewer was so outraged was because they called it Mr. President and there was an Oreo baked into the center.
I think the derogatory was Mr. President.
No, no, no. She said, here, name, let, right? let me just reread it, and I quote.
Start over.
Had an Oreo inside the cookie, and the Yelper accused her of racism because the term Oreo was meant as a derogatory term to describe someone who is either half black or half white, or a black person who has taken upon themselves white values. Mm-hmm. So the derogatory term in question was the fact that there was an Oreo baked into it. So they were drawing attention to the right. Oreo itself. That's why I'm saying, should Oreo have to change its name? Because now Oreo is the derogatory term. Yes, she changed it, and she said she never meant any offense. She herself is half black, half white. It's been Mr. President for 2 years.
If I was
He's been
getting,
a president for 7 years.
Here's the thing. If I was this business owner, and yeah. I was getting a lot of people complaining, then yes, I would change it.
Right.
One or two, three or four. No, I wouldn't. But if causing that big of a... Yeah, I think
She said she unequivocally rejected the idea that her cupcake had anything to do with race, reached out to the reviewer to provide her contact information to put the matter to bed. Quote, racism, something never even crossed my mind. I see everyone the same, end quote. But to avoid another misunderstanding, the bakery decided to rename the cupcake the Professional temporarily. Because, quote, we would never want someone to get the impression or have the idea that for some reason we would try to insinuate anything that would be disrespectful.
Yeah.
So.
I think she handled it great.
She also noted that Fat Cupcake had a cupcake, this is the complainer, had a cupcake with blue icing and cream filling called The Intern, implying that the name had been inspired by the blue dress worn by Monica Lewinsky when she was an intern at the White House. The owner then had to, in turn, point out that the cupcake in question was white vanilla frosting drizzled with caramel, and that the reviewer must have confused it with another one. But, again, this reviewer was just kind of going off. Mm-hmm. And so she responded, but in turn changed it.
338-3700 if you'd like to call us or text in at 585-5483. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. All right. So point number one, I know this might be a shocker, but just bear with me. Maybe the Yelper was racist.
What?
Because, right? Could it be? Because the lady, the biracial owner, had no thought of racism. I mean, she was having fun. And then here comes somebody whose mind's all in the gutter running around saying that's racism.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then my point number two is that she probably, I really don't think she should have, because those were some great names. Even if it was called the Monica, I would still buy that cupcake just for the creativity.
Mm. Well, thank you.
I mean, all right.
Thanks for the comment.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Good morning. Okay, thank you.
She said, sadly, the owner said that the attention that she's gotten is overwhelming, and she's been misquoted everywhere in the media. She said that some publications even wrote that she claimed she could not be racist because she is black, to which she had to come back out and say, no, that isn't what I said at all. I just said coming from a biracial family, we've never seen race as anything. We always see people. We never see different skin colors. Yeah. That was the correlation I was bringing in there. Unfortunately, anyone, no matter what skin color you are, can be racist, end quote. So she's already had to go back to some different publications and say, dude, you are misquoting me again. Like, I didn't say any of this.
Man,
so
that stinks.
This poor woman who, like I said, she's had this cupcake for 2 years in Oregon City. No problem whatsoever. But one person cries foul on Yelp, and next thing you know, like, she's changing the name, and how's this going to affect her business? It just blows my mind. I don't know.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you all doing?
Great.
Good. Hey, just a quick comment that's kind of funny, but when she did come up with a name, she said something very elegant, something black and white. To me, the first thought that came in would have been like the butler or something. I didn't really think of the president. That would have kind of been low on my list. But the other thing, too, I mean, if she's, you know, she seems very sincere, very humble, but from a business perspective,
I think Dex hit it on the, you know, what she should do is let a few more complaints build up, generate this hype, and then once there's enough hype, do this big, I guess, a grand gesture where she changes the name, and it actually makes more of a statement.
Yeah,
you know, that's just my opinion. I think, you know what, there's a buzz already. Let's turn it into, she should turn it into a big hype. Invite the press, invite the media, heck, invite the president to come down and rename it, and all of a sudden, you know, her business probably grows tenfold. Yeah. Hey, that's all I wanted to comment on.
All right, thanks,
you know,
man.
What's amazing is she's doing that very thing.
Really?
She said she's looking at the silver lining because she's getting so much attention. Obviously, there was no disrespect intended. She has invited the president to come sample one of the store's cupcakes as a result over all of this. She said, I do think that if someone gives you lemons, you want to make lemonade out of it. Thankfully, people have been supportive and said, we never thought you meant any disrespect. We certainly didn't. Her dad and her father, who is black, they're focused on a new initiative and trying to raise awareness to this. They have an initiative called Piece of Cake. It's a movement where they lead volunteers around Portland to give away cupcakes to the local homeless population.
Wow, that's cool.
So she's hoping that maybe some of the negative press that she's gotten will in turn draw people to the Piece of Cake movement because, quote, our goal at the end of the day is to serve our community. Our hope was that we could bring attention to what our desire is in serving the community and really making a difference. We're hoping that through the midst of all of this, there will at least be a few more people that would be challenged to say, hey, what can I do? How can I invest in those around me? End quote.
I like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
she cool. seems great.
She's handling it.
She's handling it very well. So
thank you for holding. Someone on the live line said, I'm half black and white, and that doesn't bother me, and I've been called an Oreo half my life. I would honestly buy it, but it also depends on where you live. People base their thoughts on how they were raised, which is sad, but that's the world we live in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody else chimed in on Facebook and said, no, the woman should not have been required to change the name of her cupcake. What is wrong with people? I bet Mr. President would have loved the cupcake. The funny thing is, like, she didn't have to, as we're saying. Yeah. She didn't have
to,
but
she just did.
In order to not cause any more confusion or upset anybody, she went that extra mile and was like, you know what? We didn't mean this. It's been named this for 2 years. We've never had a complaint, but we also don't want you, random Yelper, to be upset by this, so we're going to change the name.
Yeah.
Like, she went above and beyond.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And she's doing something good for the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. You know, feeding the homeless.
Yeah.
Love it. Man, I can't even imagine a world, you know, where everyone is like her, where they don't see color. You know what I'm saying? That to me would be the most amazing thing ever. And it's sad that you try to do something good and boom, the backlash.
Cam and I talked about this in New York, actually, because we as parents were like, man, this would be so tough raising our kid in this city because it was so fast paced, go, 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 subway system and all that entailed, and just parents walking in with strollers, and we were just overwhelmed for them. But then we thought about the fact that if you grow up in that culture, in that environment, you could probably conquer the world because you're growing up in a place where it is so culturally diverse.
Yeah.
You're seeing so many different races and religions, and you can in turn have a better understanding of that because as she grew up in a home with a black father, a white mother, they obviously grew up in a place where race wasn't anything because they were biracial. Mm-hmm. And so if you can grow up around that, I think you are more you're better equipped for that, which is one thing I love about Albuquerque. We are very diverse.
Yeah, I was thinking
we are very, very diverse. So I'm stoked in that regard. But man, it is a little weird to me. And to be honest, I've never been to Oregon, so I don't know. But when I saw this story, I was like, Portland, really?
I
thought Portland was super diverse and cool, but I.
Yeah, the West is a lot different than the East.
Right,
they're two completely different worlds.
Well, it seems like the coasts are pretty cool, and then it's the middle that's kind of weird. But this was in Oregon, so who knows?
Yeah, for me, you know, I grew up in Montana, so I did not grow up in a very diverse place. Yeah, it was It was a lot of cowboys, lot of white people, and so I never really dealt with racism at all because it was a small town, you know. I mean, there's not very many people that live in Montana, so to live here in Albuquerque and to see all the different types of religions and people groups, this is a really cool city that we live in. But you guys talking about New York? I bet you it's
New York.
On a completely different level. I bet it's so amazing.
I'll tell you what, Frank chimed in from Las Cruces and said, hey, it's got to matter that the Oreo actually is more black than it is white. It's not half. So hashtag black Oreos matter.
Okay.
Here's what's crazy is I agree with a lot of the live line is just like dumbfounded by this. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys for not being racist. Somebody said this is ridiculous. We throw out the word racist without even knowing someone's situation. Obviously, this woman was not racist. People need to stop getting offended over dumb stuff. If she is half black, half white, the people calling her racist, completely ignorant. People like this reviewer go around looking for things to be offended by. And I think that is so true. We can choose to be offended by some of the smallest of things without looking at the heart or intent. And man, I got to come home to that this week. And it's really interesting when people can take things out of context or misconstrue something. And yeah. It's quite unfortunate.
Good stuff. Live line is always open. You guys can text in 585-LIVE. Even if you podcast the show, hit us up on the podcast. We love reading those throughout the day and night when we come back in the morning. So that's always open. Hit the podcast. It'll be up in just a little bit. iTunes, Google Play. You can go to star88.fm. Just hit the Morning Invasion page, and you can get the podcast there. Tomorrow's Friday. Have a wonderful day. See you.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Taylor.
Hey, Taylor. What you doing?
Well, not only do I like to break a physical sweat at Bear Canyon CrossFit, but I like to break a mental sweat, too.
Oh, wow,
and I'm preparing our podcast, because Bear Canyon CrossFit just sponsored it.
Yeah!
Thank you, Bear Canyon CrossFit.
We're stoked to partner up with them, and we want to tell you guys, maybe you're the seasoned workout veteran, and you've been going to Planet Fitness for 1,000 years,
Captain America. Just
not getting the results you want. I think CrossFit could be for you, and Bear Canyon CrossFit is the best CrossFit gym in the ABQ.
In the universe.
Wow, amazing.
In the universe.
Yeah, and not only that, you get your first class free so you can try it out with no hassle, with nobody trying to get you to sign it for some commitment. Come check it out absolutely free. All you got to do is register at BearCanyonCrossFit.com.
They've got tons of pricing options and different classes. They got a HIIT class. They've even got CrossFit kids. So again, go to BearCanyonCrossFit.com for all the info. And thanks for listening to our podcast.